Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Thursday night at the Speakeasy Cafe. We would like to invite you to take the stage for the Sound of Ink open mic poetry night. Now, let's get started. I want your ink in our ears.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Speakeasy Cafe open mic poetry show, The Sound of Ink. I am very, very excited to be here tonight. I've really been looking forward to the show. It's been a crazy, insane week, and as silly as it seems, but this right here, folks, is my bit of sanity for the week. So I'm real excited about tonight. I'm real excited about everyone I see on hold, everybody in the chat room. And yes, I have gotten about 6 emails now telling, I don't know what's going on. Blog Talk has put out a new switchboard thing, a studio they call it and stuff. And so chat, I'm not sure if it's not interfacing well with the other or what's going on, but if you're trying to get into chat, just keep poking it with a stick. It responds very well to that eventually. So if you're in chat, make sure you don't pop out. Otherwise, it might not let you back in. Okay, so before we get started, I want to welcome Michael to the show. Hello, Michael. Oh, wait. Michael's not here this week. Do you know what that means, you guys? It means you're at my mercy. This is where I insert my evil laugh. You ready? Bwahaha. Okay, so it wasn't so evil. Anyway, yeah, you're stuck with me tonight on the switchboard, and that's a very frightening thing. So let's just hope we can get through this together. Be patient with me, because I don't normally do this. If you're sending me private messages, I probably will not be able to respond to those, because, yeah. Anyway, I want to make sure that I pay attention and not get my numbers mixed up. I'm going to let you know what to expect if you're on hold right now. But before we do that, I would like to start out with a track. Okay. And I think that I'm going down the list. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You know what? I've played that too many times. We're not going to play that one. I don't know which one this is, so let's pick one I don't know. This is April Ranger with Working Man's Tongue. We'll go with that. Okay, here we go.
How does the tongue move? A rich boy's tongue clangs inside me like an anxious bell. A rich boy's tongue is a polished shovel, unaccustomed to dirt, digging in the dark. A rich boy's tongue moves like begging in a foreign language, moves like flipping dictionary pages with a bandaged thumb. But the working man's tongue glides. Wet as unexpected rain, the working man's tongue moves like chopping wood in November. Strong, necessary, moves like painting fences, strokes firm, fast, specific. Troy's tongue taught me taste. Troy didn't talk much. He used his tongue for more useful things. His hands built homes, repaired rooftops, skin rough from shelter making. Troy's tongue couldn't spin words, but his eyelashes could kiss, and his tongue knew how to work, because his hands taught his tongue, and his legs taught his hands, and empty bellies teach the body how to move out of need, how to need a body. Troy's tongue needed my insides, and to shapes fingers couldn't draw. He smelled of sweat, pot, soap, spoke the language of pool sticks and carburetors. Troy's tongue discovered me coal mine deep. We didn't tell each other stories. We moved, and tongues translate in touch. Only once, it was too quiet. In the front seat of his Cadillac hearse, our tongues silent, still as driveways on black hot June nights. And there were so many things I didn't know about the scar on his elbow, his left knee trembling, a broken furnace in February, and fists, his father, Instead, I asked his favorite flower. His mouth pulled me tulips. And then there's nothing else to say. So he tasted my core while the crickets breathed and spoke to me in pupils dilating because Troy didn't talk. He moved, and words like love turned the tongue traitor. Tongue means language in over 20 tongues. Troy's tongue was not language, like muscles are not alphabet. Troy's tongue moved like athlete, like acrobat, like oak tree falling. And slow, too. Moved in me like blooming. Moved in me like stirring spring. And I moved like gasping red petals. Opening. Our tongues taste before they ever learn to speak.
So I want to thank you all for being here tonight. It's been a great show. And we'll be here next week at the same time. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. All right. Wow, we still have 3 hours to go. Okay. The next time I do this, remind me not to pick a poem with the word tongue in it. But I must say, April, if anyone was ever going to write about how awesome a kiss was, that was an amazing poem. Okay. That was April Ranger with Working Man's Tongue. Okay. Next time I'm going to pick something like Fluffy Bunny Poem. All right. So, poets, if you are on hold, this is what you can expect. I take calls in the order that they come in. You will know it's your turn to speak when you hear your area code, such as 917 is our first caller tonight. So when I say 917, you're on the air, you'll know it's your turn to talk, and so listen for your area code. When I bring you on the air, especially since I'm by myself tonight, please tell us who you are so that I don't get bombarded with messages saying, oh my gosh, this poet is just off the hook. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? And I can pay attention to the reader. It's really, really important. So please make sure you tell us who you are when you call in. Please, please keep your reads to about 4 minutes. That way we're respectful of the people waiting behind you, and their phone bills won't look like the national debt. And after you're done reading, please have your URL ready, that whether it's MySpace, Blogger, Facebook, whatever social network you use to reach out to the world and connect with other writers. Have that ready because we will be asking you that so that people who have enjoyed your reading can come by and visit your page, get to know you and your work better. And I think that is it, with the exception of... Dun, dun, dun. You're going to hear that a lot tonight. I like sound effects. Okay, so area code 971, area code 267, and area code 601. Your hands are not up. Everyone else, don't do anything. Okay, but 971. Good, 601. Okay, so 971 and 267. If you guys would like to read on the air, please press 1 on your phone. If you're just here listening, then just hang out. Good. Okay, 971 is the only one left. 971, if you want to be on the air and read something, share something tonight, press 1. Otherwise, just hang out and have a good time. You'll be able to listen to it via phone. Okay. So that is going to change this a little bit. Let me see, I've got this piece of paper for you. Michael taught me how to do this. I write down the numbers. That way I know who's next. But sometimes I get messed up anyway. Like the first number I wrote down was 971, and it's really 917. I'm dyslexic with numbers, not with letters, but with numbers. It's really weird. I don't know why I do that. Anyway, as far as announcements tonight, I'm going to hold those off till the end of the show. Michael's not here. He's, I'm not sure what he's doing. He just told me, hey, I'm not going to be here. So I should have asked. But that means we get to make up whatever we want. So Michael is out buying, you know, I'm not even going to go there. I'm not, no, we're just going to take a caller. I would know I would get in trouble. Okay, so here we go. Our first caller comes from area code 917. 917, you're on the air.
Hey, Nyla, it's Planet Daisies.
Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
I'm okay. Other
great
than my daughter skating back and forth in the house, and I keep telling her not to, but other than that, everything's okay.
Do you want to know something funny? 20 years from now, you're going to remember this day of her skating in the house more than you will remember. Every single day she skated outside.
Absolutely. Well, actually, she does that all the time, so it's hard for me not to remember that.
It's really funny. I woke up, you know, as parents, there's times when, you know, you look back and you think, wow, I really should have laughed at that. But instead, you know, you yelled, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing? I woke up one morning and my three boys, I slept in really late. And my oldest son, I have three boys, they're a year apart. And my oldest son decided he was going to make breakfast for his brothers. And so when I woke up, the three of them were sitting on the bathroom counter. The sink was full of hot water and oatmeal. They were all sitting with their feet in the water, in the oatmeal, with spoons, eating oatmeal out of the bathroom sink.
Oh.
And I got mad. And I wish I had laughed instead. It's crazy. Awesome to have you here, honey. What do you have to share with us tonight?
I have two brand new pieces, but I can't decide between either one, so I'll leave it up to
you. Oh, yeah, I get a pick.
It's When Hearts Stop Beating Me, and the other piece is I Am Not Yours.
Oh, man. All right, let me ask you this. If I pick one, will you try calling back in and reading the second one later?
Absolutely.
Okay, then I want the second one.
Okay. I Am Not Yours. It was inspired by I Am Not Yours by Sarah Tinsdale, and this is the piece.
By who?
I am not Sarah Tinsdale.
Sarah Tinsdale?
Yes.
Wow. Do you know that she's one of my favorite poets in the whole world? Seriously.
I'm glad.
How did you find out about her?
A friend of mine, she hooked me up into her work and a whole bunch of other people's work. La Estoy Viendo. And one of the pieces that stood out was I'm Not Yours, and she told me to do a remake of this, and she knew I would do a really excellent job, so I gave it a go.
I'm so excited to hear this, because that's one of my favorite poems of hers, and she is one of my very favorite poets ever. Her and Jewel, the singer. Those are my two favorite poets. So awesome. Okay, go. Yay.
I am not yours. I am not yours, not lost in you, even though I long to be. I want to be lost in your eyes, in your touch, your caress, your voice, your kiss, even if for a day. I want to feel alive in your arms, feel your warmth through the cold, feel refreshed in the desert, consumed by your mentals and even your sweet sensations. I am not yours, not consumed in your love, even though you love me. I want to give you back those moments you long to give. I feel like a thief. If for an hour, a day, for eternity, I would love to give you my light so you would only shine through my eyes. How I would love to fall, head over feet, fall in love, so every part of me would breathe sweet, sweet love. Become consumed till I am deaf, mute, and blind. Become elated, filled with joy. But right now, I am not yours. Maybe someday I shall be. And that's that piece.
Wow. She would be so proud of you. Do you know much about her?
Not really. It's new for me, so I just started reading some of her stuff like the last couple of weeks. But that one really, really caught my eye.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Hers. Have you ever called? You've called in reverse, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I'll probably call with that one this weekend.
I would love to have you do that. And if you would do me a favor, bring your version and her version and read both, and then I will share some information about Sarah with you. That will
Absolutely.
Really bring that poem into light. That will let you know why she wrote it. It is an amazing story. Awesome. All right, sweetie, will you do me a favor and tell everyone how to find you?
Absolutely. I am on Facebook, I'm on GS Poetry, and I'm also on YouTube, all of them under Planet Days.
Very cool. I loved your poem. I love the reason that you wrote it. I think that it's amazing, and I think you get like 5 stars for your rendition of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. We'll talk to you on Sunday.
Okay, I'll try to see if I can get back on. absolutely other.
Okay, sweetheart. Yeah, and read the second one. That would be great.
Okay.
Right. Thanks, honey. Bye. Okay. Still getting used to this new switchboard. It's crazy. It looks like when I think we were, yeah, it looks like a airplane dashboard or something. All these little lights and things. Okay, so our next caller comes from area code 506. 506, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Andy.
Hi, Andy.
How are you?
Speaking of reverse.
Yes, I am reverse.
Well, as long as we've got you on the air and we didn't have announcements to start off the show, will you please tell everyone what reverse is?
Reverse is a show on Blog Talk Radio on Sunday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern, where our callers call in. It's open mic. And instead of reading their own works, they read works of poets that inspire them, whether it's contemporary or classic. And what people believe is a poet could be completely different from what everybody else believes, because we've had Jane Austen read, we've had Iron Maiden read, we've had Man of War, Johnny Cash. So it's for whatever inspires you to pick up your pen and write, and you get to share it with everybody else.
I'm still waiting for James Stewart. Did you know that Obama's a poet? What the hell?
I read that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I did read that.
And what's worse is I read one of his poems and it's actually good.
Well, you know, not everybody's good at their current job, but good at writing. Is that the
See, you're a Canadian. You can't even say that. You aren't allowed.
No, I can't. I'm so out of the loop.
So, welcome to the show.
Pardon?
I said, welcome to the show, Andrew Scott.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'm saving yourself from your political, you know what happened to Sinead O'Connor when she did that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She became, exiled, I'm going
Bald.
To say. Yes.
It caused baldness.
Well, you know, I am getting there, but I blame mine on my hat.
Oh, read a poem, damn it.
Is that? Oh, okay. Ready?
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting there in this tense comfort of this work chair. Mind wanders off, missing you, eager to see you. Greeted after the usual rough day with a warm smile and coffee. Wanting to bring light to a tired, worn mind. Constantly looking at the minutes slowly ticking away, just to walk out of this door and right into ours. Into your arms that make it all better, with a touch of gentle, quiet understanding, reviving this body with soft, caring eyes. Waiting for the laughter, that infectious laughter, that pauses just to take time to listen, to make the smallest feel so important, the best part of the day, being next to you. Hon, I hope you're home. And Paul.
Wow. A romantic poem from Andy?
Oh, don't worry. I'll ruin it the next time I go to write something.
So tell me, what inspired that one? I have to ask, because that's so unlike everything else you've written.
I was sitting at work one night, and I was missing my special lady. And so I brought out my writing pad, which I have with me all the time, and wrote that piece.
Aw, that's so sweet. I'm melting
yeah.
now. Did she like it?
Yes, she did.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
It's fun to surprise. Since visual death and dismemberment and everything else in my writings. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally surprised because there was no mountain or fountains or anything like that in that poem. It was beautiful, very very beautiful,
thank
very
you.
Romantic. All right, Mr. Scott, will you please tell everyone how to find you?
You can find me in Canada, just cross the border, turn right.
Dork.
I'm at a coffee shop. You can find me on Facebook, just Andy Scott, send me a friend request, and I'll send you to a writing page, or you can find me on andrewmscott.weebly.com, a little website that I started about 3 months ago that I'm currently building as I go.
Very cool. Now you're going to throw on your bicycle helmet and run away to work, right?
Pretty much, yep.
Okay.
Have to with bicycle helmet. I've learned my lessons.
I know. I've seen the scars on your page. All right, sweetie. Thank you so much for calling in. Your poem was beautiful. And I will talk to you on Sunday.
Yes.
All righty. Bye-bye, hon.
Bye.
Okay. Our next caller comes from area code 863. 863,
oh.
You're on the air.
All right, sweetie. Thank you so much.
Hello, Nyla. This is Noreen.
Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Okay, that's good. I wrote a Netter Blitz last night, my 12th one, and I did the homework on the... Okay. And this is called Softly and Tenderly. Touch me gently, touch me softly, softly caressing me, softly whisper, whisper in my ears, whisper I love you. You know what to say, you know how to love, love me slowly, love me all night, night and day, night is tonight, tonight dim the lights, tonight give me a massage, massage me now, massage me all over, over and over again, over the hill we are. Are we in seventh heaven? Are we too old? Old, not us. Old, but not too old for loving. Loving each other. Loving you. You are my man. You are a great lover. Lover, you give me the desire. Lover, come closer. Closer to me. Closer now. Now tell me. Now is the time. Time stands still. Time for you and I. I will love only you. I want you forever, forever and a day, forever I will. Will you come closer? Will you or not? Not too slow, not too fast, fast and gentle, fast and slow, slow groove, slow and tenderly, tenderly I love you, tenderly with love you. The end.
Noreen, that was so beautiful.
Thank you, Nyla.
So, how did Gary react when you read that to him?
He loves it.
You giggles now. I'm not gonna make you go into any more further details than that.
Okay.
Oh, honey, that was a beautiful, beautiful poem. You get an A+ on your homework for sure.
Okay, thank you.
It was. Perfect example of something that was what I call romantica. It's not erotica. Mm-hmm. It's not just a love poem. It's that fine line that you walk between the two that talks about that special, special place. And I know the relationship between you and your husband, and I know how that must have just made him smile from ear to ear. It was a beautiful write, honey.
Okay. Thank you, Nyla.
You're welcome, precious. Will you do me a favor, hon, and tell everyone how to find you?
Yes. You can find me at noreenandjenkins.webs.com. You can find me on reverbnation.com/noreenandjenkins. And you can find me on facebook.com/noreenandjenkins. And you can also find me on noreensmuses.wordpress.com. And I'm also Googleable.
Yes, you are. And giggleable.
Yes, and giggleable.
Honey, it was awesome. And if you get a chance, if Gary wants to call in later, please have him call in so we can hear him read as well, okay?
Okay, I sure will. And I also want to thank One Sapien and Stevie Ray for sponsoring this show so we could have it week after week. And I want to thank you, Nala and Michael, for hosting this show so we can have a venue for us poets to read on. And I want to thank you for having me on here, and Gary, too.
Well, honey, it's our honor. We love you guys so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And okay. We'll talk to you again later on in the show?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Go hug Gary for us, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
All right,
okay.
Honey. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Our next caller comes from area code 731. 731, you're on the air.
Hello, are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, sir.
713, or is it 731? I don't know. You're dyslexic. I'm dyslexic.
731. Did I say 713?
I don't know. I'm just messing with you. It's what I do. How you doing?
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Doing good. I think I got my voice back.
You sound better.
Thank you. Thank
you. You're welcome.
I want to read a poem from a close friend of mine, Lisa Jocelyn. People on MySpace know her as Dahlia. She was the person, along with me, that conceived the notion and got Poets Roundtable started. We've been poetic buddies for a long, long time. So,
wonderful.
I want to read one of her poems tonight, please.
Yes, sir.
Lingering beneath the whispers of the stars at our secret place, where dreams lie in wait, you will find me there, waiting to kiss you goodnight. My hands caress on a gentle breeze, closes your eyes, so you may see the breath my heart makes in repose every time you smile. I'll cover you with a serenade, notes of bliss and shades of harmony wrapped softly to invite sleep, so we can be together. Knowing you will be there soon brings fulfillment to my night, and I hurry to that special place where my dreams wait for you. End of poem.
Isn't she an amazing poet?
She can do the love things better than anyone.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't waste words. Each word is precisely placed, perfectly placed, and just amazing. I absolutely love her writing. I've been a fan of hers for so long.
Well, if anyone would like to read her blog on MySpace, and she occasionally does how-to blogs teaching us how to write different poems, which drive me absolutely batty up to and including sonnets, you can find her... You can find her at myspace.com/greenfrogmuse.
Green Frog Muse.
Mm-hmm.
I love that name.
I made it up.
Very cool. Now, Michael, if people wanted to find out more about this roundtable thing that you do and you guys have put together, how would they do that?
You can contact Lisa there. Or you can come to MySpace at myspace.com/jmichaeltide. I'm there as DJ Mike in the boombox. We have 5 separate hosts. I'm sort of the administrator, so everything that gets posted on Fridays, I'll post it too, as well as the host. And we incorporate a different set of writers every week, and try our best to get new people in as much as possible, but never forget the people that have done it before, because people like to repeat. And we've been going steady, not having missed a Friday posting for about 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm. You guys are an amazing, amazing group. It says a lot for you that your group has been around as long as it has, because usually they're torn apart by drama and inner conflict and everything else that human nature so graciously dishes out to us. So it really says a lot that you've been able to hold that group together with such class and grace and fun throughout 4.5 years. That's just amazing.
It helps that we're all really good friends.
Yeah, yeah. All right, sweetie. Amazing read. Please tell her how much that we loved it. And maybe we can get her to call in sometime.
Very good. Thank you for having me. Y'all have a wonderful time today.
Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go ahead and... Oh, see, now my switchboard messes up. Oh, no, I messed up. Ha! Huh. Okay, so, our next caller... Yeah, that was all me. I can blame it on the switchboard. Okay, our next caller, Fuzzy Hermit in the Woods.
Did you hear that?
I did hear that. What was that?
I had to clear my throat because you didn't say my area code.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's start over. Okay, ready? 608, you're on the air.
Hi. It's Fuzzy Hermit in the Woods.
Hi, One Sapien.
Who's not a happy person?
How are you, sweetie?
Not a happy person today. I would like to read a piece that I read a couple of times before that's real short after another one that I wrote back in September of 2008. I'm not in that place right now, but I'll tell you after I'm done my reading. First one is entitled A New State of Anxiety and Another Life Challenge. The anxiety which left my life a couple years ago has returned, rearing its ugly head, and I am feeling naked, scared, and more alone. More questions have come over the past few days, one being, have I taken the easier road, which has actually become the harder road, filled with potholes, tripwires, and a few landmines? Monday night, the bottom partially dropped out. Anxiety filled the night, and accompanying it was my old nemesis, fear. This fear, this is real fear. Not a game, fear of panic, fear of suffering because of shallow breathing and a rapid heartbeat. A slight tension in my chest, just enough to force me to consciously focus on breathing deeper. The anxiety playing more games, a feeling of needing to run, but where there's no escape. And adding to the mix, fear of a heart attack, fear of dying alone. I've been through this before. I don't trust the doctors anymore. A fear of being over-medicated, losing more years of my life in a drug-induced haze, a road I refuse to travel down again. I've already lost 10 years. My psych meds I never abused. I weaned myself off. Now almost 5 years of my life regained. What I don't understand is there's nothing obviously pending, nothing hanging over my head, but a greater awareness is settling in of the loss of my best friend of 13 and a half years. What a huge part of his life he is and was. He saw me through the worst of my life. His presence literally saved my life. My friend who I freely gave up my life for. And the reality of the void his physical departure as well. I still pray for him every day and night and speak with him frequently. By Monday evening, something changed when the anxiety broke through the night. And then a fearful thought entered my consciousness last night. It made me magic. Merlin's spirit has left me and moved on. I am scared. Where did you go, my best friend? When your body died, is your spirit still alive? Are you happy? Are you free? Can you now run? I pray for all of these and that you are not alone, because you deserve them and so much more. You kept me alive for years, that task now partially passed on to your family, a great legacy you created a few years before your body died. Tell me, is there continued life after this physical one? Do we just die, or does the spirit never die? And is this life just a phase in an endless state of being? I want to believe, however, I'm having difficulty. Skeptical, not a skeptic. Please show me a sign of your continued life. Another challenge for me to face. I choose to be open so I can come to understand. I have faced alcoholism and every trick in his book, and I have beat him for more than 25 years straight with help from my friends. I have faced the demon of major depression, and I have beat him more times than I can count. I've stood on the precipice of insanity and beat him too, never once taking a drink. But anxiety is another animal of more tricks than I can beat sometimes, like tonight. I have no fear of drinking. It is not an option for me, and it's not been for many years. I choose to face this anxiety with a little help from wherever it may come, and we will defeat him once again. A problem shared, now cut in half, together in strength. No longer my burden, I now release it to the ether. Great Spirit, spirit of the wolf, please give me the courage, strength, and wisdom to fight this demon and win tonight. End poem.
It was written about Merlin, wasn't it?
And the anxiety that came about a month after he died.
For those of you who don't know, one sapien has wolf dogs, and that was his baby. That was his, Merlin was his, was it your first one, hon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The and second then, piece is just, I want to just read this real quick.
Okay.
It's just like five lines. I just read it again like last month. It's entitled A Mosaic of Life. And you ask what brings color to my life. It is you, all of you, you who have touched my life in significant and what you may think are insignificant ways. I have taken a piece of each and every one of you and placed it within my heart. There you all reside. A mosaic of life, which carries me when I feel weak, because memories of you bring me strength. And when any one of you dies, a little of myself dies with you. End poem. I read that because Merlin's mate, Abby, died Tuesday morning.
This last Tuesday morning?
from kidney failure 2 days ago. She was fine Sunday night and couldn't move Monday morning, about 8 hours later.
Wow, sweetie, we're so sorry. We know that they're your babies, and that's a rough thing. You know, anyone who has pets knows that they can be just like your kids.
Oh, I have none, so they are my kids.
Yeah, I know. And there's not anything that I can say that's going to comfort you besides the fact that I'm just right there. I'm right there with you. And I'm going to hold your hand and not say a word until you're ready to talk about it. So if you want, you can give me a call later, okay, hon?
All right, I appreciate it.
I love you, sweetie. You're awesome. And, yeah, I know.
I have a public service announcement.
Okay.
It's a little early. It's a little early in the show, but I figure I'll say it anyways. For everyone who's listening on the internet, the show ends at 9 Central, or Blog Talk stops streaming at 9. So if sometimes the show runs over, if it sounds like it's going to run over, you're going to need to call in on a phone before 9 Central Time so that you can hear the end of the show. Otherwise, you'll have to wait until the show gets put into the archives, and then you can go and listen to it then. And the show usually goes into the archives about a half an hour after the show ends. So that's the end of my announcement.
Awesome. Okay, do you want me to make you smile?
Well, I'm sure you can somehow.
I'll tell you a joke. Real fast, okay?
Yeah.
You ready for a joke?
Mm-hmm. What was it, a what he said joke?
Nope. So there's two muffins in the oven, right?
Yeah.
There's two muffins in the oven, and the first muffin looks at the second muffin and says, "Damn, it's hot in here." And the second muffin looks at the first muffin and says, "Holy shit, a talking muffin." Yeah, that was it. That's all I got.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, at least it wasn't a muffin top.
That's all I have. That was it, baby.
All right.
My son, my youngest son, came home and told me that joke in kindergarten, word for word. Holy shit, a talking muffin. Yeah,
that's
my favorite joke ever since. I know. All right, baby. You going to hang on and listen to the rest of the show?
Yes, I am Googleable. You can find me by typing in Poetry in the Wind as one word, no spaces. And you will find me on Facebook. And I do have a MySpace page. However, I don't do much over there. However, if you do send me a note or friend requests, I will go check it out. It might take me a couple of days. And I am posting my links in chat as I speak.
You are awesome. All right, Sudie, I'm going to put you back on hold, and we will talk with you in a little bit.
Okay.
Thanks,
Nyla.
You're welcome, baby. Okay, real quickly, 971 and 912. If you guys want to talk and read your poems in the air, say hello, whatever, please press 1 on your phones, 971 and 912. Please press 1 on your phone if you would like to share on the air. Hey, that was a poem. Imagine that. Huh? Okay, so anyway, our next caller comes from area code 240. 240, you're on the air.
Hi, Nyla. How are you? It's Meg Collins.
Hey, Meg. How are you, baby?
I'm doing okay, thanks. How about you?
I am awesome.
Good. I'm glad.
Except for, I, didn't get, my day was really busy and I didn't get a chance to eat. And so I grabbed a peanut butter sandwich on my way to doing the show. You know, you should not eat peanut butter while you're trying to talk to people.
No, especially if it has honey on it. Well, actually, peanut butter and honey is the best.
No, just no, nothing. Just peanut butter and bread.
Ah.
So I don't think I'm going to be talking to you. I go, nom, 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 nom. No, it's not going to work. Yeah. That was
don't sound like a yeast.
Yeah. So no dinner for me.
Tell Andy if he wants to talk political, he can call into Paige Turner's the second hour tomorrow night. We have a roundtable discussion. We're getting all political, so he made me laugh out loud. I was cracking up. I was like, oh, you know, the year too much. So I'm glad your day went well. I'm glad. And tones have been outstanding so far, as always. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a piece called Consider. Consider this my piece for the evening. As one CPN did. I got a giggle tonight. Consider. Consider always the people you respect. Let go of all regrets. Casual karma has its way. Ways of letting you know to reconsider what you consider to be truth. Consider. Consider the truths. Consider the truths in all you say and do, for your attitude holds magnitude and a multitude of people consider you knowledgeable. Knowledgeable. No. No to consider what you reconsidered may be false. However, people do have their faults. Have you thought about that today? Consider. Consider all the times that have passed by without sending a letter, text, or a call to one person who was inconsiderate to you, and years have gone by, and now not reconsidering the transaction or the situation, fell into a contemplation that made your very soul run for the hills, or run rafting in rapids without a paddle. Consider. Consider the people you let go as a reconsider and stop the Twitter twatter of who did what, who said what, who yelled what, who's smarter, because truly, what difference does it today make for you? Consider. Consider yourself a pilgrim, entering a pilgrimage with others, lacking the judgment, and love one another, accepting flaws and all. Consider. Hold on a second. Consider. Consider yourself more considerate today and show that it is considered truly that good fences do make good neighbors. Or simply consider not to reconsider a person because they may be a leopard, scarred, unable to compromise the position of the skin spots, even if you purchase caress. You, in the end, may carry the spots. As a shepherd, consider that when choosing your flock, little ones, and tone.
Wow, sweetie. Do I dare ask what inspired that one and brought that one on?
Strings attached to asking for help.
Okay, you need to repeat that for me.
Sorry, my daughter is watching Alvin and the Chipmunks. Don't make me do an Alvin impersonation here, okay? Because I do the best one, that and Elmo, okay? I'm going to make him sue. Sometimes you have to consider that people have their flaws and just let it be what it is and bite your tongue. Completely bite your tongue because it is what it is. For example, recently I had a situation where somebody helped me out and they were like, "Why you give me a flippin' boom and meg just for a minute?" Like, okay.
Back away slowly.
Yeah.
Don't make any abrupt movements.
I know. Or you could be like, yeah. You can break out a Kung Fu Fighting Panda pose, you know. But
okay. All right. You know what I'm going to do now, right?
Oh, God. You're not going to make me do a Kung Fu, are you?
I'm going to make you write a Kung Fu Panda poem.
Are you?
I am. I love you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, but yes, I am.
you are.
I am.
You know I'm not a kung fu fighter.
It's either that or it has to be in the voice of Alvin and the Chipmunks. I can't walk away from this. I thought about it. I tried to keep my mouth shut, but it just wouldn't work. So that's your homework. I'm sorry. I love you. Do you still like me?
Yes, of course I still love you.
Okay.
Alvin and the Chipmunks are Kung Fu Panda? Seriously?
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
That's a tough one. I might have to do two short ones and call in. I wonder if I can write it by the end of the night. I think I can.
You can do anything. Yeah. You're like Wonder Woman with a pen.
Oh, please. Thank you so much. But, no, I would say you are. So, consider Kung Fu fighting with me.
Exactly. You have to be so careful what you say around me. I can't help it.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, that's good. Nister and I were tight.
Tell him shut up or I'm going to make him write a poem. Serious. I'm ruthless. I've been left on my own tonight. I can do what I want, right?
you really can.
Yeah.
You really can. So, anyway, yeah, I'm going to call back at the end of the night with an Alvin and the Chipmunks. I'm going to try.
All right, baby.
So,
all right, baby.
Anyway, so consider me calling back with that. So,
okay, well, before you go, in case something happens, like, you know, something, whatever something
somebody
is.
Somebody goes,
everyone had to find
our
you.
Dog gets loose. Sorry. Oh, Lord. Who let the dogs out? Sorry. Okay.
Meg, come back to us. Come back to us. Come to the light.
I'm dog sitting tonight. It's quite fun. And my daughter's going, woof, 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 woof.
Oh, God.
Okay,
all right, baby. Tell
now.
Everyone how to find
where
you.
Can everybody find you? I know. I know the drill.
Yeah.
You can find me currently dog sitting here in rural town. Frisco Street. And you can find me on Paige Turner's tomorrow night, where you can talk political on the roundtable discussion in the chat room. And from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, mark your calendars. It's going to be awesome. We have Anastasia Haldridge on tomorrow night, and she'll give you tips on marketing your business and social media and network marketing. You can also find me here every Thursday and on Reverse every Sunday. I'm also Googleable, but the exciting thing is I'm on Google, too, now.
Yeah.
And or what is it, Google Plus or
Google
25? Yeah. So I'm Googleable. So, excuse me. And you can find me at beatrimeg@gmail.com, Diary of a Starfish, at blogspot.com. My starfish is going to have spikes soon. And it'll be fun spikes. And where else can you find me? Twitter, MegCollins9 at twitter.com. And you can find me here back at 10 o'clock, before 10 o'clock, with my chipmunk or kung fu. And it'll be short. It'll be like 2 minutes.
That's awesome.
And that's all, folks.
All right. Well, I'm going to be waiting for your chipmunk poem.
Okay.
All right, baby girl.
Love you.
Love you, too. Oh, what have
bye.
I started? Okay, baby, bye.
Bye.
Oh, I think I could be in trouble here. All righty. Our next caller comes from area code. What am I doing? Unmute. Okay, our next caller comes from area code 240. Oh, no, that was Meg. Put her back on hold. See, this is really why I should not be on the switchboard. Okay, 601, you're on the air.
Hi, Nyla, it's Jody.
Hi, Jody, honey, how are you?
I'm good. I need you to pull in 267.
267, okay. 267, you are on the air with Jody, who is 601.
Hey, Nyla, this is Carlos. What's going on?
Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
I'm good.
Don't start giggling.
Okay, no giggling.
Jody will laugh at you.
Only if you make me. Okay, so we have a collab I want to do.
Awesome. Okay, go ahead.
And it's called a royal ballad. You were going to say something?
I was going to say the name of it, but you said it.
Okay.
Okay, is this part of the poem, or are you guys arguing
no.
on the air?
No, we're arguing. Okay. Okay, okay, we're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
He is my king. Honor is bestowed such a humble man whose creator granted me access to his heart. Share the loneliest pieces to she, knowing she would cradle them like the child they would have had. At times distilled, to rewind back to where their path to the cross, adoring him now, because he is my king. Devotion is all he requires, and as it easy as it is for me, some wouldn't understand that through the rages of pain, it is he that settles me, feeds off my energy, and when I'm cold, he warms me, touching me mentally. Assuring me that, yes, he is my king. Love holds free paths for one whose grace shines in his eyes, reflecting admiration into mine as he finds all the sweetest things to make my blush come out and play. I had prayed for honey golden hands, crafted on the man who would hold me forever, ever so gently through the long night. Shielding me with such power and strength, knowing that he is my king.
She is my queen. More than that, she is the biological balance that makes me man. If the particles which combine to make the very elements I breathe could fuse with the fumes from the fire that is the passion that motivates the very love inside my structure could manifest into flesh, it would be she. She is my queen, the destination of my very desire that transpires into, damn. Words escape me, because even in recollection of this, what description do you give to everything you've ever seen to dream of? Even precepts couldn't help me gain concept of that which you could only call queen. I mean, no measure of verbiage could do her service, this splendiferous beauty, that's just the surface. My anticipation for her radiation leaves me visibly aching. You wouldn't understand unless you've been in the presence of royalty. She's the reason I believe in angels. I'd put her on top of a Christmas tree under a mistletoe just to make sure she's kissing me. She is my queen. Unlike anything I've ever seen or felt before. You ever seen a grown man melt before? Well, she's the shit. Match wits melt me down like a candlestick. Diseased, I'm lovesick, no cure. I want more, sure I can adore or ensure. Unlike anything I've seen or felt before, she is my queen. And poem.
Holy moly, you two. I'm sitting here going, oh. You two write flawlessly together. It is awesome. It's absolutely amazing. Your styles, your cadence, your emotions, your intensity, your wordplay, all of it is just seamless. It's amazing. And by the way, I received a package in the mail today.
Ooh.
Would
really?
Anyone happen to know what that might be?
Maybe a CD.
What'd you say, Jody?
I said a birthday gift.
I'm a
Thanksgiving something.
I'm not going to let my mama listen to it. Let's put it that way.
that's probably a good idea.
So why don't you guys tell everyone what I got in the mail today?
The CD is called Nervous. That piece that we just did is on the CD. It's called The Royal Ballad. And Nyla has it.
I do. I'm holding it in my hands right now as we speak. It is in my hands. I'm looking at my reflection in it. Oh, my God. Okay, we're putting it down now. Thank you guys so much
thank
for sending
you. Thank
that.
You, Nyla.
Thank you enough. I am so excited. And I would really love it if you would tell everyone how they can find it.
Jody.
Oh, now I could talk? the CD is available through my website. It's www.jodisartisticjoint, J-O-D-I-S, artisticjoint.com. It's on the purchase items page, and you can either buy the actual CD or it's the each track or the whole CD is MP3 downloadable for purchase. So it's up to you. You don't have to get it all. You don't have to get any of it. Just, you know, do what you want to do. But it's your choice. I think you'll like it.
It is awesome. Is there anything you want to add, Carlos?
No, I guess not.
David's name is written in pain, Mr. Carlos.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Mr. Rittenall. Mr. Rittenall. Okay. I get sorry. That's not going to happen.
Thanks.
I promise I'll try to remember that, Mr. Written in Pain. But yeah, anyway.
Or some such Rocky, you know. He got many things. Just so people.
He is my Rocky. No. You know how he got that nickname. No matter what challenge I put in front of him poetically, he just grabbed a hold of it and just shook the shit out of it. And he's fearless when it comes to that. No matter what task I gave him, no matter what homework, anything, he just bit onto it and wouldn't let go. And
so, I want everybody to know that when I call Nyla Mickey, I am not comparing her to an old white guy in a jogging suit. I am not. Just wanted to get that straight.
I just got used to that.
Set the record straight.
Okay. Well, you guys, it was an absolute awesome treat to have you both on and having you read that collab. And thank you so much for the CD. Seriously, that is incredible. I'm going to have to take a picture of me holding it up and pointing at it or doing the whole Vanna thing or something and put the link for it on the page or something.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Nyla. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you guys, did you give your links out?
Yeah, I did.
Huh? Yeah.
Mr. Written in Pain.
Oh, brother. That sounds so weird.
Carlos, give your damn link out.
I was going to say, you have to. That didn't sound right coming from you, Nyla. That's so odd.
Okay, we have to make a Speakeasy Cafe rule. Never call me that again.
Yeah,
okay, Carlos, give your link out.
Say it again.
Carlos. Give your link out.
Yeah, we'll link up.
Rocky, move it. Get that chicken.
I'm going to get it. Bye, Nyla.
Your link.
Oh, my link?
Yes.
Oh, I'm on Facebook, Written in Pain. and I have a group of Pens in Pain, and I have a fan page, Into the Written in Pain, and I have a Reverb page. I think it's Written in Pain, too. So it's easy to remember, just, you know, Written in Pain across the board, and you'll find me somewhere. Tasting chicken.
Thank you, Rocky.
Okay, Mickey, bye.
Bye. Bye, Jody, hun.
Bye.
Oh, too funny. That was an awesome treat to hear that collab. You guys need to check out the CD. It's very, very cool. Okay, now I'm going to, now they got me all screwed up because I had two different colors on. What do I do now? So we are going to mute that one. And our next one comes from area code, 256. 256, you're on the air. No, they're not, because I just muted them again. All righty. Now 256, you're on the air.
Nyla?
Come to the light.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Follow the voice, Marco Polo. Okay, hi. Hi,
hey.
Trinity.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just peachy. How are you doing?
hanging in there. Doing all right. Hold on, Zoom.
Great.
Hey, Nyla.
Hey, Soldier Blue. How are you, hon?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Hey. I'm going to hand you over to Miss Catherine, who will start the party rolling.
Okay.
Hey, Nyla, we have a piece here called She's Walking.
Okay.
Okay. She is singing on the wind, threads in the fabric as ancient days wrapped in sacred sun symbols, a drum beating the heartbeat of the mother, internal shapes and colors, the deeper meanings of the people close to the earth and sky. Sacred stones for stepping upon passageways and circles. A sacred walk to dream, a lasting and sacred world. Yea, she is walking, tracing the steps of her ancestors. From Alabama to Oklahoma, their voices on the wind song, she dances in the wind, knowing those in spirit walk with her, crying to the constellations upon the smoke of a prayer. The sacred maiden watches over her pilgrimage. She hears the blood cry in the ground where those sacrificed speak to her. Yea, she walks the sacred path of those gone before. They walk alongside her in the night. Her vision's a guide as it has always been among those of Red Earth. She has gone there before with her dreaming eyes. As she journeys, she cries because the old ones speak.
Because the old ones speak to her in the earthen root of tongue, Salagi. Yes, she cries because she has a severed tongue, the culture thereof taken from her. She cries because she can't understand what they wish her to know, the stories that were young as they were growing cold upon the walk of grief and sorrows. Each step a feeling, the touch of what was. Maybe she steps too close. Maybe she hurries too fast in the shade of the gravel stone-stained remnants of rusted brown sanguine, the flavor and agony upon her lips, the palate, the Tsalagi collective memory, the drowning perishment of a people, Cherokee, one of the five civilized tribes. So civilized, they were courteously asked to let their blood nourish the earth. Yeah, here is a generational child walking her way to a freedom she never knew. We all know when it is time for ceremony. Yeah, red earth, blood calls to blood, and the dancers begin. The fire is lit, and the singers start the rush and hum of the spirit words as she, a Tsalagi, generational child, camps roadside and listens to the kind words of the people unseen as they whisper unto her words of kindness and hope. We understand it is another one of our ragged children whom has found her way to the dreaming passage of journey upon the ghost road as the ceremony proceeds.
The singing, closing the cry through veils webbed thin between the worlds. She begins to weep, tears of joy and recognition, crying as she recognizes they are there, those unseen who walk the long walk of death. She hears the drum beat, for she heard it before her birth, the heart of the people, the residue of a fallen feather, a healing, a moment of grace, rendering a story captured, balancing two worlds. She hears a woman walking towards a nation with a breath seen upon the mist, walking towards a sacred object, a sacred space of a smiling eternal return. Clothed in the beauty of the silver moon, she walks on, trekking the steps. Yea, those footprints speak to her of suffering. As a people were driven from homes, carrying their dying, leaving those behind who could not make the journey. A grandmother fallen in the snow. No time for a proper burial. No sings to her upon the night song. It will be she who will retell these stories as the people unseen reveal their suffering to her upon her walking. The night hawk screams as in the memories of past bitter cold times of darkness, another elder.
With blooded rags upon their feet, slides quietly from traversed lines to the slow sleeping roots of trees, adding their silent death to the dying, so that their family might survive. The dead stars shine and leave smiles upon the skin of this their generational child, as drawing nigh she hears the missives of the ravens and old crows, as they speak in sotto tones to the beings she has brought with her upon this journey of ageless grace, a tabby cat and dog. Dogs, they are first companions of trekking and travel, sentient beings of awareness and life. Yeah, she made this journey touching the trees, those who stand praying, and she felt them touch her shades of returning to a time not bounded by knowing, by sight, or individuated action. Anything she does is to keep her feet upon their path, that blessing which brings her back to that place of carrying fire and water, the songs of the stomp grounds, and the ways of we whom have never subscribed to what was told us to be the meaning of a lexicon of being so civilized. So she reaches that place of blood inside herself and finds the way, seeing beyond the stars, beyond the form become formless, and now is the divination which shines in reflections from her eyes. The love of the one as we gather in the remembrance of what it meant to walk each other home upon that long walk unto the deathlands. We see the hearth and home of those who came before as the rattles shake in the wind limbs of ancient trees as we gather to ghost dance and take the moment and raise the love beyond the filaments of hate and see that we become the individuation of this generational child of she, as she makes this walk of ceremony, sanguine, saline, the mix of coming home. We gather in the gloaming mist, meet the silver smile of Grandmother Moon, for on the tailing, trailing tears, this one of our ragged children finding her way home. So with opened hearts and the glad smiles of joy, do we let her know she is not alone. As the hollow bones, the rooted memory of red earth, we welcome her to her place within the circle. Another child in from the cold, here at last for the grace of service work amongst us all, walking upon the ghost road.
She has become the face of someone she has never known, one of her ancestors, the heritage of the Salagi, tears trailing away as she walks with newfound prayers upon the ghost road. So as blood calls to blood, she listens in the night song, learning the stories as her Lakota relations speak of the creations of Yan the rock, birthing Maka'ina, Mother Earth, and Sky, Mapiato, and the people's Pateoyate. As the words of Jackie Yellowtail make clear why she is making this journey, that her people and all the people of the earth are also searching, returning back, for he has dreamed the end of times, knowing there will be need for spiritual people always, those people who are close to the mother. So she learns, as he says, that it is the prayer life of red earth, those close to the creator, keeping the fires lit, and that she is a guide, as it will be indigenous peoples that will be looked to in those end times to walk through the shadow lands back to the light, those service, Deva, and spirit. So she takes up her bundle as she continues her journey, walking the steps of those who came before her, listening to the call, the sing-psalm of the people unseen, as she moves forward towards an understanding of that which will heal, a guide than by those whose whisper hidden history on the zephyrs of another song dancing on the winds, another step, step by step, along the ghost road, and peace.
Okay, now, please forgive me if I don't pronounce this right, but the Solangi. Say it for me.
Are you asking for
Solangi.
It's a
Cherokee
native
language.
Name for Cherokee. Yeah, it's the native name.
Mm-hmm. I remember reading about that a long time ago, where it was I used to live on in Utah. And it was real close to the Ute Indian Reservation, and so there was a lot of stuff that that I learned back then. And I remember that was a language that there was a big controversy over it, and the government took a bunch of kids, I guess it was in the 50s, 60s, somewhere there, took kids out of the homes where they were speaking those languages so that
Those children died, and the first thing they do is take away the language to... take away to chip away the culture, but a lot of those children died. We've actually written some about the boarding schools, and we'll probably write more about it.
There's something like, if I remember right, and you know, don't quote me because I don't know if my number's right, but there used to be, it used to be the dominant language. Like 75% of the Cherokee spoke that language, and less than 5% do now, if I remember right. That's a really sad story.
It's one of the things trying to restore it. Well, difficult. But yeah, they've done the same thing in Tibet. When the Chinese took over Tibet, they came in and they're no longer allowed to speak Tibet. So they've escaping to Dharamsala, which is a place over in India, and they've set up a community there trying to teach the Tibetan. They'll send them over there as orphans at 6 or 7 to try to preserve their culture. And the first thing they take away is the language. And they've done that with Tibetan. Most of the Tibetan children are speaking Chinese, so they're trying to reteach them.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Why can't we all just plan, come over and visit each other's backyard without trying to... Yeah, exactly.
Genocide.
Exactly. There's a lot of ways to do that nowadays, you know. You guys' poem was amazing. And I've told Soldier Blue this for years, and you too as well, Trinity, that I've run out of adjectives. I have to invent words now to even come close to conveying somehow how much I respect what you guys are doing with your poetry, both individually in the beginning and now that the two of you have teamed up together writing. What you guys are doing together is just phenomenal. You know, some young,
young
Cherokee boy is going to hear that and ask what that word means, and when he finds out, you know, he's going to be the one to take a stand and fight to bring that back, and I think that's so important. Too much is lost. I drove down the road the other day, and there was this amazing 1800s farmhouse, homestead house.
Mm-hmm.
I drove past it about a week later, and it was gone. Not only was it gone, but there was nothing but
dirt. Well, really bad about that in the States. I mean, when I was over, and even in England, they preserve everything, even bushes. They didn't want you to touch because they're going. But here, you know, to tear it down, put up a 7-Eleven, put up another mushroom neon mess. Mm.
They made it a sod farm. The house disappeared, and it's now a sod farm. They grow grass.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living? I grow grass.
I can't imagine anything. Not much surprises me.
Oh, it's crazy. Will you please do me a favor and tell everyone how to find you?
Yeah, I'm Catherine Trinity Poetry at Facebook, and then I'm going to drop right now. We record most of these, and they are at his channel, which is Ghost Black, which is spelled the way I just put it in there. It's GHOSTBLAQUE. And here, Soldier.
Hey, Nyla.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Not bad. Yeah, I can be found at Soldier Blue Blue on Facebook. So
does everybody know yet? I'm not saying anything, but does everybody know yet?
Hmm?
Does everybody know
well,
yet?
They should.
I'm saying what they know, but do they know?
Well, I mean, if they're on our friends list, then everybody knows, because we're not trying to hide it.
Can I say it out loud?
If you wanna.
I really, really want to. I can't tell you how bad I really, really want to.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Soldier Blue and Trinity are some of my very first friends in social networking ever. I have known them forever and ever and ever. And individually, they are very important people to me. I respect and admire them both so dearly. And when they started writing together, I could not believe the chemistry that came out between the two of them in their poetry. And it is my distinct pleasure to announce to us, all of us, part of their family here on the Speakeasy, that Soldier Blue and Trinity are officially engaged to be married. And I got tears. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Thank you, Nala.
I am so happy for both of you guys. It's just, I love you dearly. You know, Soldier Blue and we're probably a little bit closer than Trinity and I, because we haven't talked as much, Trinity and I haven't. But I know some of the rough stuff Soldier Blue's been through, and I know the changes I've seen in him since you and him have collaborated together, not only in poetry, but in life, too. And I am so happy for both of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yay! Party. Okay, so, all right. Did I already ask you how to find you?
I'm sorry?
Did I already ask you guys how to find you?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I dropped the YouTube station in there because it's felt, you know, a little different. So.
Okay. All right. Take a deep breath. All right. All right, you guys. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You guys, I want to invite both of you to Reverse on Sunday if you guys get a chance to call in. There's a ton of incredible Native American poets out there. And if you guys find any that really inspire you or poems that you really like, call in Reverse and share them. That would be awesome.
John Trudell is certainly worth listening to. And he's at YouTube. It's John, Trudell. Somebody who, if you're interested in that, is amazing.
Awesome. All right, sweetie. Thank you guys so much. And thank you for letting me spill the beans.
Okay. No problem.
We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, you guys.
All right.
Bye-bye. It's so cool. Love is in the air. Okay, I was trying to be Bing Crosby, but that's just so not going to work. All righty. So, moving right along, our next caller comes from area code. Did I mute everybody? Are we good? Okay, great. All right, our next caller comes from area code 832. 832, you're on the air.
Hi, Nala, how are you doing? This is Keith.
Hey, sweetie, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Awesome.
I have a piece for you tonight called Make It.
Okay.
Let me get you naked. No, this has absolutely nothing to do with me taking your clothes off, but on the other hand, has absolutely everything to do with me stripping you down to the bare minimums of your mind, to look into your inside, to see if the nature of it is as beatific as the outer you. Allow me to strip you down to the marrows of your skeleton, letting the others out of the closet so they can too witness what it is that I so admire in you. Allow me into the cracks and crevices of your brain frame where mere thought has yet to roam. Areas of yet to be traveled existence where persistence pays off with the dividends of knowing that every fiber of your DNA, the makings behind the makeup of you and what it is that makes you so easy, breezy, and beautiful. Let me expand the wings of your mind so we can ascend to higher heights and reach that slice of heaven back on that ninth cloud from which is your original origin of birth. It has to be, being the angel you are. I want to walk inside your wonders, wade into the depths of your what-ifs, take those short trips with you through your daydreams and be the ones that comfort you at night. Let me strip you down to the bare essentials of your senses. I want to peel back each layer using cranial stimulation until we reach peace of mental combustion. So there's no assumptions. Allow me to open wide the binds of your book just to see how you function. Let me get you naked. That's that picture.
I love that poem. I love that poem. I love that poem. I love that poem. Because that poem talks about undressing a woman from every hat she has to wear out in public down to her bare bone essence of who she truly is, as is, bumps and dings, imperfect and beautiful, and has nothing to do with actually being naked, does it?
No way.
I love that poem, and I respect you so much as a man for writing that poem.
Thank you.
The line that I loved the most in there was when you said, so easy, breezy, beautiful. As all these women run around spending so much money on boobs and butt lifts and fake eyelashes and all this other stuff, when they don't understand the one thing that makes a woman more beautiful than anything in the world, more sexy and more desirable, is an honest-to-goodness smile. Am I right? Yeah. It takes very little to please a man. And a real smile will do that more than any pair of shoes you buy. Now, the shoes can't hurt, but, you know, you have to have the smile, too. I love that poem. I love that poem. You're very welcome. Will you do me a favor, sweetheart, and tell everyone how to find you so they can come over and throw rose petals at your feet or something?
Okay, you can find me at Keith Williams, that's Q-U-I-S-E, Williams on Facebook. And www.onestageonemic.wordpress.com.
Amazing. I am so glad you called in, sweetheart, and I'm hoping you will come back and share again next week.
Oh, I will.
Awesome. Beautiful poem. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you,
Donna. You're welcome. Okay. I'm sitting here thinking, boy, I haven't screwed up too bad on the switchboard yet. And I'm so afraid if I say that now, I'm really going to start messing up. Okay, so our next caller comes from area code 626. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing? Yeah.
I'm doing good. This is crazy, but I'm going to try to make it work, though. But my name is a poet exposed. I'm gonna share. Can I share two pieces today or tonight?
If they're real short, if they're over 4 minutes, you have to call in twice.
Okay, so I'll share one then. I'll share one poem tonight. Again, it's a poet exposed. You can find me at apoetexposed.com. That's my website. If you go to that website, you'll be able to find my Facebook, my Twitter, and all that good stuff.
Awesome. All right, what you have for us, sweetheart?
All right, so this poem is titled I Am My Skeletons. It goes like this. I am my skeletons. Better men sinned and given to religion. A soul searching, shivering. Delivering of weighted woes lifted. They are also gifted to get these skeletons momentarily shifted. Mine are much more vindictive. They heat up, creep up, speak up in every situation. My hesitations to become this poet exposed. Manipulated thoughts from these soiled bones wait to slip in the sin so they can rattle and grin, but still I don't keep them in. I am my skeletons. Better men sin than give in to religion, but I am my skeletons. Please shovel through the things human beings scream. We are not gods through all the facades. Believe we are not gods through all the applause, amens, and so-called blessed hands. We all each other's equals. Age, gender, race don't displace the souls within. I am my skeletons. If I was a better man, I could look to religion. But there's something in there, man, just isn't given. 4 million churches and no real delivering. I think back to old days when we were tamed slaves. No religion, just lived to the end of our days. Does that mean none found their way, we were left astray? I do pray not to avoid the coffin, but to accept it. Soul for bone, spit fearless. God's gift ripped into this structure, ruptured through my skin, showing a glow within, so I gave in. I am my skeletons. Better men sin than give in to religion. I'm divided, split, neat, where both sides speak. Life-driven roads hold many moments of shade, but none of bloom. I am not too soon far gone from here, this place where skeletons shake from the hate, murder and rape, suicide, common fates. So many mistakes sealed, unhealed, unreal, how one feels about self. Misconstrued teachings of one's wealth. Healthy minds value less than abs and tests. That's why I have torn off my flesh. I am my skeletons. Better men sin than give in to religion, but I am my skeleton. A poetexposed.com. I'm gonna share one more. I think I got a little bit more time on the line. Hope that's okay. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
This next poem, I work with a lot of youth and things of that nature, and I wrote this poem talking to a girl that I was working with, so it's called No Longer a Man. Concrete river got me feeling cold. Niggas steal gold from children, misleading, teasing, raping, hating, nothing but themselves while they taking it out on this young girl's hell. His niece, his daughter, his niece's daughter, his niece's daughter, his cousin, what? I'm ripped up inside, I tell you. From day in, I hear the voices tell me that they've been raped and they feeling his baby thump within. I'm gone, I sat there too long and listened to her tell me what really went down in this room. Just me and her, no clowns. Just me and her, the student I'm with. Made me feel so sick, made me feel ripped inside. Oh my God, I wanted to quit being male. I wanted to quit being male, raping this little girl and giving her a hell that she never could ever tell until it crept up, it grew up, it popped up inside her womb, the doom that she felt that one night. Her uncle just had to get right. Oh my God, she told me. I didn't know what to say because she told me. I didn't know what to do because I thought back to old days. My mom was even played with by a preacher. This preacher, her only soulful teacher. The teacher that showed her never to love shit because he was so sick. He twisted her up too young, too soon. She's gone and I'm her son and she's gone and I see love still there. And the stares as she stares at me grow. She knows I'ma be a man, but we're still stuck here in this old same land. These 2 feet I'm in, I'm sad. And she tells me, she keeps telling me, waving for me. In her eyes I see her pain, in her weakness and sorrow. She still shows power and no shame. Oh my God, she's only 15. Can you see it in her eyes? I say, are you gonna keep it? And it's no surprise, I knew she would. I knew she would. She's far too good to let him get the best at 15 just cause he wanted to steal her one time for rest. No, she won't let him go. She'll keep him deep with inside and show this now newborn little guy how to be a man. Holy on the solo cause this nigga's gone, bro, man. I hope so cause I wanna get him. If I had a 4/5, I swear I hit him. I split him so deep, fuck God. If we gotta speak, we gonna speak man to man. How can I let this happen in my land, your land? I am a black man and I understand. I understand all the shit that we go through, even from the day born is two. Telling me I gotta survive, I gotta survive, I gotta survive. Well, I'm still alive, still living just to die. Understand, I am a black man and I don't understand this pain I'm in. But now I'm feeling the pain of the world, the pain of the little girls, the pain of the vacant sons, the pain of everybody that just keeps running away. I say, I'm dealing more with just being black. I'm dealing more with just being a man. I'm dealing more with just being able to understand what this child wants right now if she wants a hand. And I can't offer it. I'm stuck. They didn't train me enough. I'm stuck. What do I do? What the fuck? I'm caught. I'm caught forever. Retaught the damages and destructions that men can do. I'm through. I'm no longer a man. I'm Jerron Williams. A poetexposed.com. check me out there. Thank you for letting me share.
Incredible, incredible performances, sweetheart. Amazing reads. You have to, are you in the chat room?
No, I'm on the phone right now, just kind of listening.
They love you in the chat room.
Oh, all right. PoetExposed.com. I'll keep repping it. This is a beautiful thing right here. This call in and do the spoken word and get and reach so many people. I think it's a wonderful thing. I'm glad y'all are doing. I just found out about it like 2 days through my publicist. So I also have a book. You can check it out online at my website. And I'm selling it there. If you would like a better price, just go ahead and send me a personal email, and I'll go ahead and get it to you that way as well, through the website as well, instead of going through PayPal. So it's a little bit better that way.
Very, very cool, sweetheart. Are you on my Facebook page?
I'm not sure. I can ask my publicist because she's pretty much managing all of that. Because you know I need a day job as well to kind of fuel everything that's going on. But we all know that all the poets out there and, you know, people in this field know you got to have a 9-to-5. So she's pretty much handling all of that. But, yes, I will be on it by tomorrow, though.
Okay. So how would we find you on Facebook if there's people who want to add you and check you out?
Like I said, if you go to just simple apoetexposed.com, I have a link page or whatnot or a contact page, and you can go ahead and just click the link, and it'll take you straight to my Facebook as well as my YouTube. And things like that. So in my Twitter as well, you can click some of the things on there. They're the hyperlink to go ahead and link you to where I'm at.
Incredible. Well, I want to thank you for coming by the show and hoping now that you've found it and been here that you'll come back again and share some more for us, because I'd love to hear some more.
Oh, definitely. I will do that. And also for the poets that are in Southern California, on my page, you can also find different venues to attend you know, week to week, and I also rate them from my perspective. I know it's not a lot, but just from what I see, and it kind of gives you, you know, so you don't waste your time going to open mics and things like that. You kind of have at least somebody to give you a heads up what it's looking like too. So I'm trying to do that also for other poets, you know, and if you want to go ahead and leave feedback to some of the venues you've been to, that also helps me to kind of rate them as well.
Very cool. All right, sweetie, we appreciate you being here, and we will hear from you next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
And thank your publicist for sending you our way.
All right.
Thanks, son. Bye-bye. Very cool. All right. Our next caller comes from area code 780-780. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing wonderful.
This is Terry Johnson.
It's good to hear from you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Do I just go into my piece, or what happens?
Mm-hmm. You sure do.
This is the first time I've actually called in, so I'm a rookie. Anyway,
well, do me a favor before you start, because I normally have a co-host, and
yep.
You are area. What area code are you? 206.
I'm in area code 780. That's in Alberta, Canada.
780. Okay. Oh, cool. Okay. All right. I've got you now. I'm back. I lost my place, and I had to have you bring me back. Okay. Welcome to the show. First time caller. Amazing to hear from you.
Thank you. This is so cool.
Usually it's much more organized than this.
Oh, no. I'm actually hearing some of the pieces. They were awesome. And it was fun. Yeah.
So have you read on the radio before?
I did, but through Poet Radio,
mm-hmm.
with Black Ice. And I think that
he's
was
great.
Yeah, he is. So far that was the only time I was able to get in, and then I saw the link today and I was like, oh, awesome. I'm gonna check it out.
Very cool. We're glad you're here, and I cannot wait to see what you brought, hon.
Okay. Thank you. The piece is called Free Spirit. You threw me into the fire and watched as my flesh burned. Like clay, you molded me into a nightmare and watched in delight as I turned. Did you forget I was someone's daughter? Did you think my heart couldn't break like any other? Did you forget I have a guardian angel in my deceased father? You tried to strip the very essence of me. You even tried to shake the woman within me. You tried so hard to break me. You even tried to destroy me. Of course, you couldn't just let me be. You wanted to cage me and never let me free. Like an angel, I was meant to soar. So with my flight, I have now settled the score. You can never push me or burn the spirit within me. You will never again hurt me or ever have control over me. Like the fire you started, the flames gave me birth. Vowing to never again be brokenhearted, I now found my true worth. I found a new happiness to embrace, a happiness that makes my new heart race. You see, this happiness created a brand new me, released a caged spirit and set it free. A spirit 10 times more beautiful than what it used to be. A free spirit that now shines. A free spirit that has shed the last of its sad cries. A spirit free of your lies. Now I can fly, and with my flight, I can now say goodbye. And that's that piece.
I cannot think of a more wonderful debut. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You are so welcome. Now that you've found your way here, you're no longer a virgin. You are now part of the family, and I am hoping that you will come back and share lots more.
Oh, definitely. This is awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome, sweetheart. Do you want to tell everyone how to come find you?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook at Terry Johnson, also at Poetry Johnson. Both are on Facebook. I also have a fan page, Terry Poetry Johnson. I have a new book that just came out through Inner Child Press. It's called The Purging, The Breathing, The Essence of the Soul of Terry, Poetic Expressions by Terry L. Johnson. And you can find that online at Amazon.com.
Wonderful. All right, sweetheart. We'll watch for you next week and see what you bring us. Thank you so much for calling in, hon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie. Okay. That was 780. Now we are at 240. 240, you're on the air.
You're not ready for me, are you?
I am ready for you, baby.
Are you? Hi, guys. Meg again.
Hi, Meg.
My voice yet. I haven't watched enough Alvin. Okay,
oh.
So I couldn't do Kung Fu because I'm in Alvin camp.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to go in the other room for this one. I can't have the... Whoa. Alvin just went up on the roof. Sorry. Okay. This is going to be really hard. I've never done this before. Okay. Okay, guys. It's poetry time. Everyone ready? Nyla, Michael, Andy, Nyla. Okay, poetry time is here. Grab your juice boxes and your chairs. We've been waiting all week long to spit out a poem, haiku, or sonnet. The week's been long, Thursdays and Sundays rock. We gather like family and share a poem of thought. One time Andy talked about containers and Nyla made him sit at his own table. We can hardly wait for Michael to come back so I can give him a poetry attack. We can hardly stand the wait. Speak easy and rehearse. Don't be late.
Oh, my God, Meg. I am keeping you forever and ever and ever and ever.
That was really, really hard.
Oh, my God.
I had no prep time, okay?
Is there anything you can't do? You are fearless. You're like fearless, absolutely fearless.
I don't know about juice boxes. I mean, I don't know who's drinking juice boxes out there, but, you know, I don't have my apple juice box out, but I was trying to think of Christmas time. And then I almost did the one, like, let's get to it, that one. And then I was like, I'm not in the mood for that one. Maybe next week, but anyway, there's your
poem. Are you in the chat room, baby?
Yeah, but I had to walk away because
I couldn't do it in front of my daughter, and we're watching Flippin' Alvin and the Chipmunks. And Alvin just went on the ceiling on the fan.
Oh, you know.
I could do better than that, though. I really had no prep time. Like, I literally just wrote it.
No, that was amazing. There's only one Meg in this whole world, and I am so glad that she's mine. I am so glad you're my friend. I love you so much. I don't know anyone who can make me laugh like you do and make me smile. And I just am so thankful for you. You are so awesome, baby girl. I cannot believe you did that.
I
cannot believe you did that.
Well, I was between three different ones, and then I just had to write one. And I took out a paper plate, and I took out one of my daughter's markers, and made sure I did it away from her because she would have wanted the marker. And so anyway, it was an easy write, actually. So, I mean, easy write. So what's your next challenge? I don't watch Kung Fu Panda. I'm sorry. I really don't. I don't. But you could give me another, like, cartoon challenge, and I could do it. So,
you know, Michael is real busy all the time. And I know that he won't listen to the archives tonight, because he just doesn't have time. His life's pretty crazy right now. I would really love for you to write a poem, the same type of poem, Alvin and the Chipmunks, and next week call in and surprise Michael with it. Something about Michael being a zombie.
I would make his head spin. I really would. And I love making Michael's head spin. It's so much fun because he gets so quiet.
I know. He doesn't know what to do. That would be awesome. You guys all have to be here next week for this.
And then he goes,
gonna blow his mind. He's not going to know what to say.
Hey.
Oh, poor Michael. That'll teach him to leave me here alone.
Yeah, it will.
Okay.
It will. You know what? I'll do the Let's Get to It. I'll see if I can do that one.
Okay.
The kids outside will wonder what the heck I'm doing. Maybe I can get them to join in. That would be cool. We'll see how my energy level is next week. So I'll do something special, Alvin, for Michael. So.
Okay. All right, baby girl. Tell everyone how to find you, hon.
Well, I'm not calling back in with an Alvin impersonation, okay?
Okay.
Not tonight. You can. Oh God, I wonder how many people have heard that. That was fun.
The whole world, honey.
I'm actually red right now. You can find me at beachermag@gmail.com. Just friend me. Black and white photo. Diary of a Starfish at blogspot.com. Currently watching Alvin and the Chipmunks for the bazillionth time. You can find me on a radio show that I host with Nancy Ducey D'Onofrio tomorrow night, P.H. Turner's on Red River Radio, where we bring you the best in literary entertainment and news. And so join us, mark your calendar, and I love you all, and I'm glad I was able to make you laugh, and I hope I'm able to see Bam laugh, poor soul.
Yes, he called you his little nutmeg.
Oh, yeah. I know. Nutmeg with a spice right now. I'm probably have another spice in me now.
Do you know
anyway.
What, Meg? You are, seriously, on a serious note, and no joking and laughing and kidding aside, so many times we get caught up in writing great poetry and, you know, worried about the kudos we get and the comments we get and, you know, who we're going to submit what to, that we forget what being writers is all about and what being a poet is all about and what it's like to play with words and tickle them and dance around with them and throw them up in the air and just let them fall where they will. No matter what challenge I have ever given you, you have come back with something and never shied away from anything. That was probably the silliest thing I have ever heard in my life and the most precious and the most beautiful and the most wonderful.
Thank you.
I sat there listening to you do that, and I'm thinking, you know, everybody needs to be that way. Everybody needs to be childlike with this amazing abandon when they play with their pens and never forget how much fun it is to be able to make words dance and never take ourselves so seriously that we forget that it's okay to make messy with our poetry and have fun and laugh and play.
Yeah, it's fun to play around with it. You're right. And, you know, I started your haiku challenge. I did. I started today. So I'm writing one haiku a day, and I'm going to submit three haikus to that that place. Can't think. I just did Alvin. You know what I'm saying? So.
haiku.net or something like that. Yeah.
But yeah, have fun with your poetry and play with it, and you know, you gotta let it take its course. You know, whether it becomes a song, you can turn music into poetry, and vice versa. You can have fun with it. You can probably end up doing an impersonation of Porky Pig, and no, I'm not doing that one.
Constantine has called in and done Kermit the Frog. You do know that, right?
No.
Yeah, Constantine called in a show and did a poem as Kermit the Frog. It was amazing.
I hear a challenge coming up for next week about cartoon characters or something. That would freak Michael out, wouldn't it? That would really freak him out. Can you imagine the whole show, a cartoon character?
That would be very cool. He wouldn't know what to think. All right, you guys, we're going to do that. Let's have a Play with Michael week next week. Okay, so if you can think of something, just something off the wall crazy where it's going to make him go WTF, mates. Play and have fun with words this week. Don't take them so seriously. Everyone talks about getting writer's block. They get writer's block when they sit down and try to think of something so profound that they are trying to push their muse out a door when the muse is trying to fly out the window.
There's no such thing as writer's block. You create your own writer's block.
Exactly.
It's
like the boogeyman.
It's a total fallacy.
Mm-hmm. If you don't believe in it, it can't get you.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to give you a cartoon challenge. Jeez. Sorry, no, I'm really red.
Meg's
okay,
fault.
I'm going to go now.
Now, Meg, now that you've done that, please tell them how to find you, love.
Well, that's despicable. Anyway, you can find me at beatermag@gmail.com, diaryofastarfish@blogspot.com, Paige Turner's with Red River Radio, where I host a radio show that's on tomorrow night, third Friday of every month, so... Hope to see you guys in the chat room tomorrow night. Have some fun and ask some questions. And we have a roundtable discussion tomorrow night. And I got to get back to Alvin and the Chipmunks. My daughter's sick, so I need to go take care of her. But I'm just going to listen for the rest of the night.
Awesome. All right, sweetie, give your baby girl a hug for us. And thank you for that. That
was
incredible.
Well, still red over here. I'm blushing. I'm going to go get a popsicle. I love you.
Love you too, sweetie.
Bye.
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so our next caller comes from area code 281. 281, you're on the air.
Hello, Nyla.
Hey, sweetie. How are you, honey?
I'm good. Listening to Meg and cracking the heck up, for real.
Is that not insane?
It is so insane, but that is what Meg does. She brings poetry to life, and yeah. And I was actually in the chat room when Constantine did the Kermit the Frog thing. So, yeah.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
Man, I give y'all props for those people that do that kind of stuff. Yeah.
You know, seriously, we do. We take ourselves so seriously, and we're so worried about what people are going to think. You know, about what we write or what we do, that we lose the fun. I mean, can you imagine writing the poem that Meg just wrote and calling in and doing that? Do you understand the fearlessness that it takes to do that? And I mean, I don't know that I could do it. Of course, I could never make my voice do that, but, you know, she amazes me. She amazes me. She is absolutely the poster child for playing with words and making him dance. And yeah, it was awesome. I don't know if I could do it.
I love it. I don't know if I could do it either. I'd have to have, you know. Well, I think, what would be my saving grace is I wouldn't be on a stage doing it. If I were on a stage, no, I would never do it because I'd be too embarrassed.
Can you imagine, though? Can you imagine what the crowd would do if you did?
Oh, my goodness.
They would go so nuts. And I mean, seriously, they would go absolutely bonkers. It would be awesome.
Well, I'm not gonna hold y'all long. You guys have some phenomenal poets, and of course, you know, I always say I'm not a poet, so I'm just gonna get my little thing out the way and do what I do. And I wanted to read this piece last week on another show, but something happened, and I'm just gonna get it out the way. And it's called "Why I Write and Why You Tremble." My younger years taught me to find my own inner sanctum because the people who I was supposed to trust knew not the meaning of the word. But I thank them, even though they love to point out the fact that I was one of the few who liked to learn different types of things. Absurd, I never fit in, never really understood why I would disappear and go in, finding my own visionary schemes and scenes, each and every time my parents would argue. My favorite place to escape and run away was my bedroom, filled with plenty of paper and my purple radio cassette player. I would hang out there all day, waiting for my mommy dearest to say it was dinner time. But I would be lost in the confines of my mind because I never really had the voice to try to articulate what I was really feeling. Even with quickness of wit, my street smart misfit male cousins, and non-related uncles degraded me, made me feel funny. They hated the day that I wrote about them and I got a little money. Interesting how this thing operates. Damn, I love what my foray creates. I found my oasis, paradise hidden from the grips of many, from the road to my perdition. Should be my destined eternity, but frankly, my redemption was found in liquid substance staining stationary sheets. With each literary rite, I built my fortress, brick by brick, mortar by mortar, selectively sanctioning the order to communique, dictating the plot of Inner Mysteries. It's here where I'm the prolific playwright, orchestrating spellbinding words, surpassing the formidable philosophers such as Socrates and Aristotle. If only my words were honored and adored, much like the classics of old, I would never fear the use quick licks or silly gimmicks to get my point across. In my mind, I get lost in a world where art and writing are the norm. Letters join hands with each other, stringing together across lines to architect homes where gray matter resides. Writing is where I thrive, unlike you. I'm not new to this. See, it has been written in my DNA. I would be lyrically exciting. Writing is where nature to me, second nature to me. Once I put pen to paper, words magically appear. And I'm not talking about lucky charms, but the charms that I have magnifies along with my swagger, making you wish I would whisper these sweet nothings in your ear. You say you're a bad one, but with me you get two for one. During the day it's all business, but when I get right down, right one gets me home alone, it's lights out, son. Yeah, I'm nasty. But the men love me, though. I got them hypnotized by my sensual and sultry flow as I let them enter the slippery slope of my addictive dope erotic scope of how a rope-a-dope man who thinks he can't command this body underneath this waistband reality. And self-assuredly, it ain't so easy to appease me because men have come up quite faulty with their clumsy, flimsy tactics that reminds me of Wile E. Coyote comic looking like Acme antics. As a teacher, I should be handing out rubrics to measure their little dicks with measuring sticks because many of them are ill-equipped to my standards because novice dick slangers are such a hazard. I should come with a password, so I'll accept the title of nasty. But I'm classy, not sassy with mine. I'm one badass girl who will blow your mind. You say you got hands, but they were only made for my applause. And if you get in the tussle with me, your mouth's going to need some more than just some gauze because I'm worse than Rex in effect when I put my hands on you. Stay clear of my wrath or it'll be the end of you. While you steady study me, I see the fear. Or is it that envy? Because this bad girl may have a sweet peach, but there's more and a whole lot of gully in me. And that's that piece.
Do you know what that makes me think about?
Uh-uh.
There's a little snippet thing that I wrote a long, long time ago. And it goes, Like a diamond, I have many facets that hold me. Which one you see depends on how you hold me to the light. And that's what that makes me think about, how because of behaving a certain way, people will have a certain perception of what they think you are.
Exactly.
You are so much more than that one thing. And women especially are like that because we are taught from a very young age to be nice, prim, and proper. And good girls don't do that, and this and that. And so we walk through life not knowing whether we're supposed to be human or whether we're supposed to be Barbie dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real conflict within ourselves, a serious conflict within ourselves. And girls, if you've never read the book, Women Who Dance with Wolves, get it. Get it and read it. Have you read that one, hon?
I have.
Mm-hmm. Amazing book.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It gets kind of weird towards the end, but
well,
but
yeah, I was about to say, there are a couple of chapters I'm like, no.
I read the first couple pages and I was like, oh my, I'm not the only weird one in the world. I was all happy. But that was an amazing poem, never to underestimate. What was it? Oh gosh, what was it? You can restrain me, but you cannot tame me.
Mm-hmm.
That's another line that poem makes me think about. So awesome, awesome read, amazing write. You just astound me every time I hear you. And I'm so glad you found time to call in, baby girl. But now you have to tell everyone who you are and how they can find you.
I didn't even do that. Okay, I missed
you. Didn't.
Miss on the Lyrical Divas here on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday and Saturday night from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 Pacific. You can also look me up. I'm Googleable. That's what y'all love to say here. And if you just go to my website, you can find all the other websites. It's Miss Spoon Spillage. That's M as in Michael, Z as in Zebra, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, OONSSPILLAGE.com. And again, if you just Google me, you'll find all of my sites. So there you go.
Very cool. All right, sweetie, I am so glad that you found time to come in and share. We've missed you terribly, so it was very cool.
Well, I've been to a 3-day conference this week, and last weekend was kind of busy, mister, and I had like date night, so we switched our date night tonight, so I could actually just rest today. So there I am.
Oh, very cool, awesome. All right, give mister a hug for us. Tell him thank you for letting you be here, and I'm hoping you can make it back next week, baby girl.
Okay, love y'all.
All right, thanks, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. So our next caller comes from, I'm going to kind of give the rundown that I have right now. We've got some repeat callers coming up, but I want to make sure that I let you guys know where you are in line right now. We have 480s next, then 863, 216, 305, Dawn, 732, 201, another 732, 204, 323, and 401 does not have their hand up. So 410, if you want to read, go ahead and press 1, and we'll get you on the air. So I'm going back up here to area code. If I did not call your area code, yell at me in chat or something, okay? So we are looking at 480. 480, you're on the air.
Hi, Nyla. How are you?
I am good, sweetheart. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Very busy week.
Oh. I have to tell everyone who you are, hon.
I'm Barb Canuck, and you can find me at crazylesbo.com or Barb Canuck on Facebook.
Very cool. All right, Sudie, what did you bring for us?
It's an experience of a story of a really good friend of mine. He told me about it was a travel with him and his mom and two of her friends on the way to Las Vegas. And when he told me, I couldn't stop laughing. So it goes, one queer queen and three ladies. Neho standing next to the beauty queen, 1964, midnight blue, white pinstripes, sleek curves, and fishtail fins, top down. Mama and two Catholic ladies clasping their rosaries. Pile in the back. Vegas, here we come. Road trip to hell, no matter. Boom, the tire flew. Out, Seligman, then pleaded to Johnny the mechanic, who fixed it at 11 p.m. Vegas bound again. Bear blew again. Mama's hypochondriac asthma began. Nervous breakdown was a lunch special for this queer queen. My 1964 beauty tarnished, no longer a virgin. Shameless. One more tire gone to hell. Little Catholic ladies began their Hail Marys, saying the rosary all the way to Vegas. Forget it. Catholicism, thing of the past. Purgatory was the next step on the way to the Greyhound station. Hail Mary.
And that's end poem?
Yes.
I never know. That's a very important thing here. You have to say end poem because okay. Someone will do something, poets will do those dramatic pauses where they go, and Then I went down. And I start talking, and I'm thinking they're done. And they're, Nyla, will you please shut up so I can finish my poem? Yes, dear. So I sit there and say, okay, is she done? Yes, sir. Awesome. That was an amazing read. I am so glad you came and shared that, honey. And you need to please do me a favor and tell everybody how to find you.
At crazylesbo.com or Barb Penhouse on Facebook.
Okay, you want to do that one more time?
Crazylesbo.com or Barb Penhouse on Facebook.
Great. You guys need to go check her out. She is amazing. Sweetheart, I'm so glad that you were able to call back into the show. Absolutely love your writing, and I'm hoping you can come back and share again next week.
Okay. Thank you, Nyla.
You are a doll. Thanks, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So you guys remember when I said if you haven't read yet or I didn't call your number to let me know? Yeah, well, there's this poet. He's been sitting here patiently for a while, but I thought I already called, and I didn't, and I feel really bad, so I'm going to bring them on, area code 206, so yeah, let's get up there, let's go ahead and mute this one. You have to give me a break for a second, so I'm going to bring on 206. 206, are you with us, honey?
Hey, what's up, Nava?
Are you going to kill me?
No, not even. I was in, actually enjoying the reading. Yeah, the 206 was that brother from Cali that worked with the youth down there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's either up here or he's in Cali, so I'm going to kind of check out and see where he is because he was pretty bad. So, anyways, how you been doing?
I've been doing awesome. I've been doing really well. I've been here.
Cool.
Been doing this since the last time we talked.
How long has that been now?
I think the last time I talked to you was almost a year ago. Maybe a little over a year ago, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been kind of on the skirt out or whatever. Anyways, let me do a shout-out. Audrey Michelle, hey, what's up, girl? I say hi to you in chat, but when I type, I get symbols. I don't know what's wrong with that.
Is Audrey in chat?
Yeah, she is.
Oh, my sweet baby girl. I love her.
Yes, yeah, she's cool. Let me do this because I know you're getting short on time here. So let me just, like, pop one off. And then you can grab this other callers because I kind of feel bad that you – I don't know if I was in line or not, but I kind of came
you've
in
You've been
early.
On – You've. I've taken, like, 6 callers since you should have been on.
Oh, no big deal, but, yeah. Anyway. Well, listen, this is called Blood. She puts her life in my hands as I wash them in a Chevron bathroom sink, and I hear her radio in my left and right ear. She puts her life in my hands as I wash them in a Chevron bathroom sink, and I hear her radio in my left to right ear as my blood drips, runs down the sink, a slit of my canyon wrist, menstruating blood, wanting nothing, bleeding internally since the day I was born, for that so-called justice shot from 45s and 78s into VHS, beta, CDs, and MP3s. And the punks drive canvas across the scales, highway art into the killing park, pulling into the parking lot, crayon-drawn certificates, a form letter of fornication. Colors on the cross of Jesus murdering himself with little pistols hit up his sleeve like an ace of hearts, that little derringer of salvation. Just like every true poet I've ever known that was real. I slip back, kiss her, and kill her, full on the lips, on my skin, with my tongue, because I trust in no one. As she slides her hand into my heart, pounds that mechanical emotion into reality, calls it her church, tries to proselytize me into her whisper, smokes up my blood, like an addict looking for the next revolution, sucks me up like a hit of white widow. Aspirin, forget-me-not, instructs me on how I should heal myself, getting the golden rule of physician, heal thyself first. Never listen. So I never give a fuck. I can deal with this. I found a way to live with 360 degrees coming back on me, filling in the paint by number methodology. It's past p.m. It's going dark. Past a.m., just like I expected. Soon it will be over, just like I expected. There is nothing more than blood running red. And the poem.
Glenn, you ever stay away for a year and a half again, I will hunt you down. There will be no corner in the world so dark that you can hide in. No hole deep enough, no tree high enough, no wall thick enough. Do you get my drift?
Yeah, and it's been a brain, to say the least. But, hey, I've been writing for like, I don't know, 3 years, so I'm getting ready to probably do a book and get back into dropping an album. So, you know, it's all been productive, so, you know.
Anyway. You have some of the most amazing wordplay of any poet I know.
Yeah, I appreciate
you know, there's,
that.
There's poets who can write and make words dance. There's poets who can write and make words sing. There's poets who can write and make them float in air and twirl. You write, and it's like you're slapping them and making them stand at attention.
You're killing me.
It's astounding. I've always been such a fan of your poetry.
Well, I will make it a point to become a permanent resident of some sort at Speakeasy. So, anyway.
You know me. Okay, we've talked eye to eye, buddy. I'm serious. I may be little, but I'm mean. I will hunt you down if you don't start reading more.
Unless you're fucking me now, you can probably come up there and whip my ass. So.
Are you scared, huh?
Yeah,
I know. Okay, so I tried to sound tough for a minute. Glenn, sweetheart, will you please tell everyone how to come find you and get to enjoy
Facebook.
Your poetry?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook exclusively for poetry, and I am on Reverb Nation exclusively for my spoken word. And you can Google me, so. Appreciate it, Nyla. Love you.
Love you too, sweetie. Very, very good to hear from you. Mad respect.
All right,
huh?
And I'll just stay on and listen to some of this other poetic structure, if you don't mind.
Okay, yeah, I'll mute you. Thanks, sweetie.
All right,
bye. Okay, our next caller comes from area code 863-863.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Hello, Nyla.
Hey, Noreen.
Hello. Gary's going to do one. He's doing something different.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Ask her if I can give her a song for leading instead of silence.
Oh, he will know if he can, he wants a, he
can
got
a song.
Give you a song.
Instead of silence, when
you first come on and there's silence before you the show starts. He wants to do something for you and see if you will have this on there. Well,
okay.
Okay, here he goes.
Lay it down right there.
Okay.
I got a pig at home and a pair of corn to feed him on. All I need is a pretty little girl to read him a poem. Oink, oink.
Yahoo!
Going up on a mountain to sow a little cane. But that old gray bonnet on one day lies a shame.
Oink, oink. Yahoo!
Oh, I got a pig at home and a pen of corn to feed him on. All I need's a pretty little girl to weed him up home.
Oink,
the fetus kill him upon.
Yahoo!
Yahoo!
Hello, Nyla. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, here he is. Okay.
Oh, my God.
This is Stumbling Alvin. How you
oh
doing, girl?
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Gary, that was incredible. You were playing the guitar, weren't you?
Yeah, I just had to pick on you a little bit.
Oh, my God, that was awesome.
I made so many mistakes. I just, you know. Well, anyway, I had a couple of vitamin Bs and a couple of cigars and stuff, you know. So anyway, I don't expect perfection, but it would be an introduction to your show, something like that, instead of silence, I thought would be great. That's why I suggested that. I don't know if you can do it or not, but just in case, I thought I would offer for free whatever you can do with it.
Oh, that was too fun. Tonight has just been, all night long has been like that, full of surprises and fun. And, honey, that was incredible.
Thank you, Nyla.
Baby, you're welcome.
You guys, we feel the same way about you. You just fill our hearts with joy, and we love it. And we just are so happy to be part of the party, the way we feel about it. And I love it on Thursday night and Sunday night. But that's so great. It just it makes our life so happy to live.
Oh.
You have sadnesses and you have happinesses. And these just surpass the sadnesses so much. And I'm just, I don't care if I never die. As long as we keep on having as much happiness.
Oh, we love you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. I cannot tell you what that meant for me to hear that. That was just too much fun, and we love you guys so much.
Okay. I hope you don't mind us picking on you. But
I love it.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, honey, you're so welcome. We'll get your links from Noreen, okay?
Okay, Noreen, would you put the links on there for us, please?
Thank you, Gary.
Okay. Hello, Nyla.
Hi, Noreen.
Okay, hello. You can find Gary at poetrypoem.com/Gary Snyder with two R's in it. And you can also find him on facebook.com/Gary Snyder.
Awesome. Noreen.
Mm-hmm.
You give that man of yours a great big hug for me, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
All right.
Okay.
We love you guys, sweetheart. Thank you so much, honey. We'll hear from you on Sunday?
Yes, we'll be there.
Okay. All right, thank you, baby.
Okay, you're welcome. You can hear us real good. You could hear us real good?
Yes,
doing
we
that.
Could.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Nyla. Thank you for
thank
having
you,
him
baby.
On there, too. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Oh, my gosh, that was incredible. Okay, now I'm trying to figure out where I am again. That was 863, right? Noreen's 863. Now I think that we are at 216, you're on the air.
216.
Mama.
Yes. I have to tell him that was just beautiful. It was so happy and uplifting, and it sounds like he was picking that guitar. I mean, he was.
Yes, he was.
And I don't care if he missed chords or whatever he did. It sounded like old-fashioned folk music. It was just so fun. I really enjoyed that. I just started smiling. I'm like,
can you imagine how cool it would be, Mama, if we were all really sitting in a coffee shop somewhere, just sitting around BSing and sharing poems with each other and listening to Gary play and watching Meg be a chipmunk and you know, it would be awesome.
You know, that was real folk music. I really liked that. It was so fun. I didn't know he had that kind of talent either. I mean, you know, that's like old-fashioned raw talent. You know, it sounded a little bit like a like he was using an old pick, like the one they used to pick with the old, what was the name of that? Was it alabaster? It looked like plastic, but it was a pick that they used to use.
Celluloid?
It looked like amber, but it was like a see-through kind of pick. I don't know.
It was brown. I did Bakelite ones for a while.
It was a Bakelite. I think it might have been the Bakelite I'm talking about. But
Yeah,
but it had a particular sound. That was great. I really enjoyed that.
I did too.
And
I love that price.
I'm upset.
Uh-oh.
They rejected my doggone haiku. Yeah. I'm going to put it in the chat room. Now, you got to look at it and tell me what I did wrong, because I am upset. I'm going to say it real quick. There's only like 5 seconds. Prince Nez, what's that? Eyeglasses he proposed for the nose. That's it.
Prince Nez, what's that?
Eyeglasses he proposed for the nose. It's a learning haiku. I have it listed in my poetry soup. And it's got rave reviews in the end. And I sent it in because it's a learning haiku. It teaches somebody.
The reason they objected at Mama is the syllable count isn't right.
Oh.
For a traditional haiku. They're looking for strict American
haiku.
Well,
that's why I wanted you to look at them first. I could have did the count. But I didn't really know how, but I think that's a great haiku.
I think it is, too. And, you know, there's a guy on my page. His name's Robert. Oh, I can't think of his last name. Oh, he's going to kill me. I'll send you the link.
Mm-hmm.
He writes traditional haiku, and that's what that is. What you wrote is the correct version of haiku. What this journal does is American haiku, which is the 5-7-5 three-line count.
Mm-hmm.
But Robert writes and does the traditional haiku, and he posts pictures and things like that on his page. Every time I go there, I can't help but write to. Visually, he really, really prompts my brain.
Well,
and
everybody liked that one because of the fact that it was teaching them actually a new word and something that they didn't know. It was called learning haikus. I was teaching people, you know, like different things with my haikus. And a lot of people didn't know what a pince-nez was, but it's a French word that means pinches the nose. It's the eyeglasses that just sit right on top of your nose with the little pinch thing
like
on.
Benjamin Franklin wore.
Mm-hmm. So it's a pince-nez. What's that? Eyeglasses, he proposed, for the nose.
I love it. I love it. But that's so. And then you know what? I'm really glad that you brought this up, because anything that gives me a segue into teaching things to people is very cool. This is a perfect example of a poem getting rejected not on the basis of the poem content at all, but because of the submission guidelines. And so your poem is an amazing, amazing haiku, traditional haiku, but they're looking for American haiku. So it has absolutely nothing to do with the quality of your poem.
Okay, because I just did it at the spur of the moment, but I had, you know, that's why I had sent you a message back to, I wanted you to read the three that I submitted, and I could have corrected them, but, you know,
I answered
to the next day, so I said, well, maybe she's on a different time zone than me, because every time I send you something.
I was gone for about 3 days. I had to go up and do some stuff in Portland with my mom, so I was completely away from the computer for a while.
Okay.
And I'm sure that must have been when you did that, because I didn't even see it. I still haven't seen it. I still have a bazillion emails to catch up on.
Yeah, you asked me, but you were asking how to get into Poetry Soup to read it, but by that time I had already went on and submitted it, because I didn't know. I didn't want to wait until after the deadline and then, you know. So I'll try it again. I'll send you the three that I submitted, and maybe we can work it into the syllables. And I think this lady is telling me kind of what to do there, but I think I have to have somebody, like, you know, go over it with me and kind of, I don't know how to work that.
We can do that.
Okay. Listen.
In fact, you know, I was actually thinking about working with Pink Lady, because she's so much into poetry forms and doing some workshops on form poetry on the Inkwell. I think that'd be real fun. Maybe we could work one on haiku for this first show.
Because I went in there and I put the haikus that I had got, like, 6s and, or 650 and 7, or 7 is the highest. And I said, well, this surely should win, you know. And then, like you said, it wasn't the right format, so I'm anxious to hear from from Pink Lady. Maybe she can help me, and you can help me with that haiku thing there.
Yeah. Jamie Bond was someone who never used to write haikus at all either until one day.
She's in the chat.
She was telling. She told me she doesn't write. She doesn't write haiku.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the words right out of her mouth, wrote them down, and repeated them to her and said, you just did. And I don't remember exactly what the haiku was, but she spoke one. I mean, she spoke it out loud. And it's like you're writing them and you don't even know you're writing them. They're coming out of your mouth.
Uh-huh.
And the syllable count was perfect.
Wow.
But what I want to really want to drive that point is your poem is really good. Your poem is clever. It is educational. It's fun. And it should have been accepted had it fit the guidelines.
Yeah.
And a lot of times what will happen with poets is they will submit something. And I know you've got, you know, you're much tougher than that. You've got some grit to you.
I was just upset because I couldn't get, if I could have got you to pick the, because I had more in there. And some of them might have fit the guidelines and they didn't. But actually, I don't really exactly understand the guidelines. I've never been one to play by the rules anyway. So that's like one of my best things. But the poem I'm going to read. Oh, I want to tell you, I did win an award and got featured in Poetry Soup, though, and I sent you that link, too. So
that was
my poem called Waiting. I was really proud of that because there's a lot of awesome poets on Poetry Soup, and so I felt really, you know, special.
Very cool.
I sent you that so you can read it, too.
Okay.
Moving right along. This is called Repertoire. My Repertoire. My experiences are in there. My fears are in there. My inspirations, they're in there. My poem, my song, my needs, my knowledge is in there. Skills, that gift I have of corralling, my song, my moves, my poems, they're in there. My blood, my water, my spirit is loaded to teach. Children of mine, the ones that look dirty and poor, my concern is powered by instinct. It's all in my repertoire. What is my blessing? I fill up the shallow with my voice. My voice speaks to the lambs. The ones that feel pain with no relief. I massage them and caress them, comfort them and alert them. I cherish them, and then I wash the dirty little faces. And I wipe the tears from their sad eyes, and I focus on the weary, and I move the dark clouds that are hovering over them that makes their life dreary. And I pull out a star, and I replace dark clouds. A smile. It's all in there. Voila, my repertoire. In poem.
And that was awesome. What prompted that one?
Just sometimes you just, I don't really have a prompt. Sometimes I just sit down and think. You know, I try to think of my words. I try to think of the good things that I'm capable of doing. And sometimes it's not prompted by anything. You just want to kind of like pull out some of the special qualities that you may have. You know, I guess that's the thought behind that.
Are you going to yell at me for saying awesome?
Yep. But I can't because I've been saying it. You got me like hypnotized. I'm like, I couldn't kick myself the other day. I said, I hope Nyla doesn't hear this show.
Yeah, someone around me the other, I don't remember who said it, but somebody said cool beans. And I'm standing there talking to my boss today, and it was blah, blah, and I said, okay, cool beans. And I said, oh, geez, if I ever say that again.
How embarrassing.
It's weird, the things that you just pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you drum it in our head every week. Yes, but I am going to get you for saying awesome. I don't want to hear awesome or deep to reflect any feedback on my poems, okay?
That was stupendously, amazingly phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. You are welcome.
Okay, sweetie, I know people are waiting. So.
All right. You guys need to check out Mama. She's got amazing poetry. She's an incredible woman, has poetry earrings. Mama, how do they find you?
Vicky Aqua on Facebook, or All Round Queen with no D, All Round Queen, one word, on Poetry Soup.
Awesome. I mean, wonderful. See, we'll get me trained.
Yeah, well, hey, like you know what we said last week, at least you're not saying totally, or what's the other one?
I know. Totally gnarly, dude. Okay, yeah.
She said she's an 80s girl, so we have to forgive her. All right.
80s girl. And,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
bye-bye. All right. Bye, honey. All right, 305, you are on the air.
Hello, Nyla. This is Gail Walper Gutierrez. How are you tonight?
Gail, baby, I am so glad you called in. I was looking for you.
Yes, my phone went dead for a change.
Oh.
And so I had to charge it and then I had to tend to some things while it was charging. I came back on the show and was listening to crazy things. But I love Gary's folk song because I like that kind of music. So that was fun. Noreen, I liked it. And here's my poem. This poem, I guess I'll do it in a British accent, since everyone else is so crazy tonight.
It's because the full moon is so close.
What?
It's because the full moon is so close. It's like either tonight or tomorrow night or something like that.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have an excuse for being weird.
What? An excuse for being rude? What?
No, for being weird, because the full moon is coming.
Oh, okay. All right.
So we get to be strange because the full moon is almost here.
Okay.
I always say that people act silly during a full moon.
The full... Ah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
The full moon, yes. Well, that does do it. When I worked in the emergency room, I was a registered nurse, and every year, whoever worked on the full moon, they would come in ominously. Oh, no, it's a full moon. And sure enough, it would be a horrible night with crazy things. Anyway, this poem
I've got a chainsaw stuck up my nose. Can you help me? What? Really? Okay, Gail,
and
baby, what'd you bring us?
I brought me this poem. This is a funny poem, but ends up with a little comment. Anyway, you'll figure it out. I think any of your listeners could, if anyone's still listening. It's called Pink Bunny Slippers. He wore pink bunny slippers and blue and big eyes of blue, holes in his sweater. So what's it to you? He asked the secretary, I'm looking for a job. She looked very wary, another bad luck Bob. She let out a sigh. He stroked his gray beard. Turns out aspirations turned again as he'd feared. Well, you look just about fine, she said in a lazy way. He stood there quietly, waiting for what she'd say. You'd be perfect, but you see, there's a problem here, old man. We just went bankruptcy. There's no jobs, nothing can help you out today. I'm losing my job, too. And we'll all be in that line at the unemployment queue. That's it.
You know, you do accents very well.
I do that one. I don't do all accents. Because I talk to him every night, and that one is sort of a working class accent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not a fancy accent like you hear on TV. Or you hear the BBC reporters, they have one kind of accent. Or you hear comedians, they have another. And then you hear the king and all the nobility, and they act like they have a cold. They talk like they have a cold, don't they?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. You know what's really funny? If you want to study languages, this is crazy. But I think it's Australia, I believe, where the dialect and the accent is gender specific.
Really?
Yes. The women have a completely different accent than the men. So you need to go check that out and make sure that I'm remembering what I read correctly. But I think that it was the only Australia is the only country whose dialect is different between genders.
That's
very
really
interesting. And I believe it was also there's a very distinct difference between classes as well. But I remember reading that it was there was the only place where it was different between genders. So now I'm going to have to go look at after the show too. But yeah, go check that out. I believe that's what I remember, unless I was dreaming.
No, that's interesting. I'll listen more carefully. When I watch the nature shows
mm-hmm.
on Discovery, and also I have a really lot of Australian poets on there that I listen to when they have the whatchamacallit, the film, not the films, the, you know, Audioboo or YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will try. I'll see if I can find the thing with the different accents on YouTube and put it on your page. But between now and then, you have to tell everyone how to find you.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And I'll mm-hmm. stick it on about poetry, too.
Okay.
This one I wrote under the name Butterflies Are Free. I've got poetry. Or you can go to Facebook. I almost forgot. I forgot the name of it. I'm sorry, I missed a large part of the show. Was Soldier Blue on?
They were, yes. You know that Soldier Blue and Trinity are now engaged, right?
Oh, I kind of thought that from the quality of their duet things, which is unbelievably amazing. I love listening to it. Yeah. I'm really sorry I missed it.
Well, you can catch it in the archives, hon. I've got about 4 more poets to get on, so I need to get your URL out there so people can come visit with you. And you can go check out the Australian accents while you're listening to the rest of the show, of course.
Just gave you my URL.
Well, give it again, because I'm here by myself, and Michael's not here to keep me in line, and I forget things.
Oh.
I get excited.
Gail Wolper Gutierrez, W-O-L-P as in Peter, E-R, G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z.
Awesome. I mean, wonderful. Stupendous. Phenomenal. Great. I'm trying to train myself not to say awesome so much.
Oh, I do that too. So you have a companion in that.
Oh, good. Well, we'll like put choke chains or shock collars on each other, and we'll just keep each other in line that way or something. Every time I say it, you can just zap me or something.
You did it. No, you did. Okay. Get to your last 4 poets, because I'm sure they're
all right,
right.
Baby.
Take
your poem
care.
Is incredible, and I will talk to you about the accent things later.
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We are going to bring Dawn on. Dawn, are you with us, sweetheart?
Hello, mate. This is Kendall.
Hello, darling.
From rural Australia. How are you going? Helping along?
That is incredible.
I am incredible?
You are.
You better believe it.
How do you do that so well?
It's a tale that shall remain untold. Leaned upon once in a while, but untold.
Okay.
This poem is entitled, this poem is entitled Minä menen Marjan, which is Finnish for I am going berry picking.
Aww.
Your blue eyes elicit a craving so strong that my mouth opens in surprise. It longs for dessert in the desert, the way the bluebird homes after hunting the wide day for words which wiggle with life, with which to feed the sentences of that aching brood. End text.
That was beautiful.
It
wow.
was blue.
Yes. That was seriously
and I
beautiful.
Can be found on Red Room. Don Hagelberg, HAGELBERG, on Red Room. One word. Google it. It is the place for poets. And I am going to put two things on the board, hopefully, if I haven't made a mistake. The first is Poetry Flash, which is the general online reference for Northern and Southern California. If you want to know what is happening in the field of poetry in Northern or Southern California, it's Poetry Flash. Then if you want to know what's happening in the county of Sonoma County, you get in touch with the second one that is online. It is called Sonoma County Literary Update. And I'm going to put them on now. I think I put it on. Okay, it's on.
Wonderful.
All right, Mike. See you next week in all of that.
All right, good day, mate.
Have a good one, huh? Bye-bye.
Thank you, sweetheart. I have such a crush on him. He is so awesome. All righty. Okay, our next caller comes from area code 732, you're on the air.
Nyla?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know which one. You got two 732s in there, so.
I do have two 732s.
Yeah, so I already know who the other one is. We go through this every show that we ever on. Hitting each other up on text and everything, trying to figure out which one is first.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, real quick. I'm working in the school district, and they have been summer programs, and they said that they were going to play music to let the kids know that it's time to go to the next class. And it's kids. So when they play the music, they're playing Michael Jackson. And I laughed at it, and the teacher looked at me and said, "What's funny?" I said, "It's ironic. You have a person who was abused as a child and grows up to become an alleged child molester, but you're playing his music to let children know it's time to go from one class to the next." And they laughed. But there's a song that there's a song that was playing the other day, Michael Jackson's Human Nature. And I stopped and I was thinking about this and I ended up writing this. I was asked if this was human nature. Human nature. I sat down. Human nature. You tell me, is it human nature for a man to lay in a bed with little boys under covers, being violated to grow up and become under covers, no longer of any value to a woman in the weight because he's wishing for a man to wrap his hands around his waist, no natural affection abiding in his heart, running for his life in a circle of hurt because he wants to be a he but feels like a she? Is that human nature? Is it human nature for a girl to experience consummation from the wrong generation and from the wrong initiation? Because daddy was there, but daddy didn't care. When daddy stained her underwear and said, "Don't tell mommy, don't you dare." So sick from the stench that filled the bedroom, sick from the trench left inside her womb, sick from the hole where her heart lays tomb, but she tries to live on inside her cocoon, looking for love with her legs wide open, looking for attention with her legs wide open, looking for strength with her legs wide open, but the only thing closed is her perception on life. Is that human nature? Is it human nature for a mother to put her children in danger, to put her face in the way of a flying fist, to put her ribs in the way of a swinging kick, to put her trust in some knuckles that hit hard like bricks and hear the kids scream when her breathing grows thick while he turns and grabs his hat and walks out the door? Another generation witnessing abuse with encores of men coming in later on to do it again, because instead of loving yourself, you desperately seek for a lover and friend. And the only ones who can protect your family are the men with silver bracelets to take them away to Special Academy, since everybody calls it college. But who is learning? And who is earning? When all of your tears are burning and all your fears are churning, is that human nature? Is it human nature to say that all men are created equal, yet choose to segregate on personal afflictions that are called convictions and perpetrate inflictions to prove your beliefs true? Our forefathers for freedom had slaves while writing for freedom when the Declaration was penned, and just like pigs, they were fed horrible things and locked up inside of pens, putting slaves on the front line to defend what they never had, yet you don't comprehend why the country is so bad. Only difference between now and then is technology advanced so much, yet still can't see the end. Is that human nature? You tell me if that's human nature. Well, is it? And that's that piece.
Wow. You touched on some really, really tough issues there, babe. Those are hard things to tackle and have them come out well and have the message be strong. And I think you did an excellent job of doing that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. That was an incredible piece of writing. And your delivery, well, you know your delivery is impeccable. So, but yeah, that was awesome, hon. I'm sorry, Mom, I said awesome again. Ugh. You guys are just going to have to start yelling at me every time I say that word. I swear.
Who's going to be yelling at you? It's all good to me.
I say it way too much. I know that I do. But, yeah, it was so incredible to have you call in and read, hon.
Yeah, I called early, but I was on the job and I was waiting. But I was like, man, I got to get back to work.
Will you do me a favor, sweetheart, and tell everyone how to find you?
You can find me in the silver Honda Accord that's flying up and down South Jersey.
With a guy spouting poetry.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to let y'all go ahead because I know the other 732 is trying to get in.
All right, baby. We'll talk to you later, sweetheart.
So, email me.
Okay.
All right.
All right, hon. Bye, sweetheart. Okay, our next caller comes from area code 201. 201, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Ellen Elizabeth Cernak Cash.
Hello, sweetie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful. Great to hear from you again.
Oh, of course. I have neighbors. That's what I guess for living in Jersey. I have a beautiful poem to
to read for you. With the dog barking in the background, excuse me. The name of the poem is Harbor of Love.
Okay.
I leave the black wrought iron gate ajar. My signal to you, if you ride by, to bring the sweetness of your love into the warmth of my awaiting heart. In the silence of early morning, you come to me, bringing raw passion, the longing desire, the fire in lust. Of our eternal love, we embrace as if years have passed since our last encounter, yet it has only been hours since we last touched. Our lovemaking begins slowly, gently, each counteracting the other's emotions. Our animal needs enhancing, intensifying, as our emotions quicken, clawing and biting each other within an unquenchable desire. We collide and expel against one another. You cause me to forget to breathe as I drowned in our love. You spread my arms cross-like, pinning me down as your rhythm is a constant flow, making the world stop. We roll, you hold my breast, then glide to my hips, always keeping our motions synchronized, exactly hitting my internal itch. You pull my hair as I reach one of many climaxes, moving together with groans, heavy breathing, and sweet sex. We collide and continue to share climaxes and tumble against the bed, intertwined, satisfied, content. We doze off within the harbor of each other's arms, knowing the outside world cannot touch us. End poem.
Hun, I said this before the last time you called in. You are amazing at concrete images, at painting something and putting the person there. And please forgive me if I quote this wrong, but the line that said, "You caused me to forget how to breathe," as I swim in our...
Forget how to breathe, yeah. That's exactly how he makes me feel always.
That is an amazing line. And then the second part was, as I swim in our paradise?
No.
Hmm.
You're swimming in paradise.
What's the second part of that sentence? You caused me to forget how to breathe and then what's next.
I don't even know where it is. Hold on. This is kind of touching. Oh, as I drowned in our love.
Well, swimming in paradise, drowning in love, that's kind of the same thing.
I might put that in there. That sounds kind of cool.
My hand writes as my ears are listening, and things get lost in translation. This is why I never play the game telephone. Beautiful,
that's
beautiful.
Very
read.
Funny. And to the 732 boy in the silver whatever, I want to know, what exit? It's Jersey. Yeah, Jersey always has what exit. You always ask, what exit are you from? What exit are you from? But, yeah, this is in one of my books that's going to be out at the end of this month, maybe the beginning of next month. I'm working on the last proof, and I should have it out shortly. And it's going to be called Captured Moments, and they're all kind of love poetry and travel kind of stuff. And it's going to be painted very well. That's
very
my thing. I can be reached at Ellen Elizabeth Cernak Cash, blogspot.com.
Wonderful.
I'll type it in. It's a mouthful, but I didn't think about it when I chose it. Should have chose something different.
And also Ick Wright at WordPress. And
very
that's
cool.
EEKWRITE at WordPress.com. So.
Wonderful, sweetheart. Are you going to come back and read next week?
Sure I will. I think I'm going to try and get something funny out. So we'll see.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. We will talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye, hon.
Bye.
Okay. Let's get the other 732 on the air. 732, you're on the air.
Hey, Nyla. It's Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. Oh, boy. Weren't you here at the first of the show, Missy?
Yes, I was, yeah. You know, my phone, I wasn't paying attention, and my phone died, and it's, you know, it's one of them cheap prepays. It doesn't let you plug it up and still talk. God forbid. It just wants to, you know, charge on its own.
Jeez. Jeez.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so last week you had the Blitz poem for homework.
Yes.
And so I wrote one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and it's called Make Love Mad.
Okay.
That's the title. And then it says, sounds of tears, sounds happy makes, make it up, make love sad, sad to hear, sad to see tears, tears cleanse, tears of clown, clown too much, clown not enough, enough of playing, enough of praying, praying solves, praying to God, God knows, God shows, shows. Most times shows sometimes. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Lose your mind, lose your fears. Fears are scared, fears turn brave. Brave at heart, brave like a lion. Lions don't eat lions. Lions have pride. Pride in life, pride in providing. Providing food, providing shelter. Shelter from conditions, shelter in dry seasons. Seasons change, seasons harsh. Harsh lessons, harsh with time. Time to leave, time to stay. Stay to the right, stay out of fights, fight to fight, fight for peace. Peace is okay. Peace won't stay. Okay, stay.
That was so cool.
Oh, goodness. And I was trying so hard to make it rhyme, but it just got, like, it got sketchy.
Did you have fun writing it?
Yeah, I did. I did. I was like, I wonder if I can make this rhyme. And I was like, I better not even try.
Okay, Jamie, hang on half a second. Hang on half a second. You guys, we are about to go into archives. If you would, it's going to stop streaming in the chat room. If you're in the chat room listening and you want to continue listening to the end of the show, you need to call in to 646-595-3965. I'm throwing that into chat right now. I think I am. Okay, so we are 646-595-3965. Okay, so yeah, if you'd like to listen to the end of the show, please dial in and you can hear the end of the show. Thank you, Pink Lady. And then here we are. Okay, so, hi, Jamie.
Hey. Oh, and while you were on the phone with Mama Oladeji, I did a haiku. Mm-hmm. Said, dawn dances with night, thunder force clouds, tears, winners of wet teas.
You know, I will you do me a favor, as long as we're waiting, we're going to be starting archives here in a second. Will you tell everyone about your experience with haikus?
Oh, my God. When Nyla first was telling me about haikus, I was like, I don't really like to, you know, be restricted. I like to just say what I want to say. I don't really, you know, do haikus. And Nyla was like, that was a haiku. I don't really do haikus. and then once you explained it was just 17 syllables out of my life to summarize something, it actually, since then, I love playing with them. I don't do them every day. But sometimes even when I do, like, say if I write a piece, I may turn around and instead of picture poetry, sometimes I like to do my quote of the days. And so I'll look at the quote of the day and figure out how it feels like if someone was talking to me and I'm having a conversation about it. And sometimes I even like to add, like, a thoughtful haiku just to kind of summarize it, like how you see in books when you turn around and they'll give you a snippet of something before you start that chapter. And it actually never restricted me. What it did was it enhanced my vocabulary. It made me
more familiar with the dictionary and definitely the thesaurus to learn how to say more with less words.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I love it. I have so much fun with it. I almost hate doing, not to say I hate doing long poems, but the shorter the better. I mean, like when I write it, I write the way I want to, and then I go back in and any form of like hakus or tankas condenses it. And they say like keep editing your work, keep editing it, and when you can't anymore, then you know it's a masterpiece. And that's kind of like how I can do with anything that I'm writing. As I, once I've written it, I go back in and I say, can I make any of this a haku, or can I do anything with this that's a tanka? Because hakus can be 575 or 797.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it. And then you've got the tankas, which are 577. So, I mean, it's just, I love it. I love it. I was trying to write a slam piece.
Oh, in haiku?
Yeah, in haiku. I'm failing at it, but it's fun.
Jamie, do you remember the first haiku I ever wrote for you?
Yes.
Her tongue is
yes.
her gun, verbal
yep.
bullet, hit and run. You've
yep.
been told, son.
Yep, I'll tell you. So
that's how it describes you.
And, and the beauty of it, too, is that I used to think I would have to talk about nature with haikus. You know what I mean? So once I realized I could just say anything, it didn't need to have, like, trees and blossoms and spring and clouds and weather, that was the key that just really unlocked my mind and got me so interested in it. I'll tell you, I just love how you inspire me.
That I always say that there's no such thing as writer's block, and there really isn't, and I'm going to be doing a workshop on that soon. But haikus are one of those things. If you can't find something to write 17 syllables about in your day, then you really need to stop and slow down a little bit and take a better look at yourself and your day and your surroundings. Because if you can't find 7 syllables to write about something, then there's a problem, and you need to address that. But sometimes
yeah.
life gets so busy and so crazy that, and you know that you've been through a year of hell. Sometimes you just can't. But if you don't write, what happens is a day goes by and the next day goes by and the next day goes by, and pretty soon it's like, oh my God, I haven't written a week, in 2 weeks, in a month. I haven't written in 6 months. It's writer's block, and it becomes this great big huge thing that just swallows you. The key is to not stop writing. It doesn't matter what you write. I don't
yeah.
care if you sit there and write on a piece of paper, I can't think of anything to write, I can't think of anything to write, I can't think of anything to write. You're still writing. You're still going through the routine.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
still
and
brain productive.
Anybody that has bills, you're going to write something. You write a check out.
Yeah. You're, write a haiku on your check. On your
in the memo
yeah.
section, you know.
Dear Electric Company. That's 5 words. Electric Company is 5 syllables. So start out your
yeah.
haiku that way to the Electric Company. You can take this check and what? Oh, well, I tried. Whatever.
You're good. I tell you, you got to love it. You got to love it. Oh,
well, Jamie,
thank
my
you.
Sweetie pie, do you want to stay on hold so you can listen?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. I will put you back on hold. We'll get to the other callers. And before we do that, you need to tell everyone how to find you, baby girl.
You can find me in the passenger seat on C. Ryle's silver Honda Accord, cruising up the Jersey Turnpike. Of course, I'm exit 13. C is like all the way in Atlantic City, but it's all good. You can find me on Facebook, Jamie Bond. I'm all over the place. Just put in Jamie Bond, you'll find me.
Very cool. Jamie, I am so glad you were here tonight. Thank you so much, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you, honey.
Oh, you too, Nyla. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, poets, we are in the after hours, and this is what I need to do right now because I get kind of turned around on the switchboard. I need to know, we have area code 631. If 631, if you wanted to read and have not read yet, will you please press 1 on your phone? So 631, press 1 if you want to read and you have not read yet. If you're just listening, that's cool. Hang out. Have fun. All right, everyone else. If you have not read yet on the show, because everyone else's hands are up, if you have not read yet on the show, will you please press 1? If you have not read. Okay, there we go. All right, I'm going to bring on area code 410. 410, you're on the air.
Hi, Naya. It's me, Pink Lady.
Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, you got... Wait a minute. You need to, y'all have to stop pushing 1. Okay, we still have 631, who doesn't want to read, I believe, because their hand is not up. If you have not read, no reading done tonight, no poems, press 1. If you have not read, press 1. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, 562, I've got you. Anyone else not read yet? Have not read yet? All right, so 562, you will be next. Pink Lady, sweetheart, love, hi.
Hello. Okay, I haven't been feeling well this week, so I didn't do any of the homework yet. I started one piece, but it got to 2 sentences, so. But I did one in my favorite form, the F3 form, for Miss Boone Show, and her topic was I Just Want to Be Loved. And, you know, who else writes the love poetry? You know, that's my thing. So I kind of just wrote one right off the bat, and it's called I Just Want to Be Loved. And it's in my favorite at the reform. I just want to be loved. So I am, no need to pretend. Can I take off my mask and wear my heart on my sleeve without fear of rejection? I need a man who will hold my hand so I can let go of my broken past and move on to a much brighter future. Looking forward, never turning back, fighting the good fight together, putting God in the center of our relationship, speaking his blessing on our union. With these rings, we are one. In peace.
Wow, that was beautiful.
And I don't know, ethery poetry, I wrote a double ethery. Ethery is 10 lines going from one syllable up to 10. And then if you do a double ethery, it goes back again to 10 down to 1. So it's definitely a syllable count form. And it's, to me, I love it. I try to do full sentences, you know, or, you know, I try to make it like a complete thought, not like stopping in the middle of a sentence and starting the next line with it. I actually try to do a full line if I can. So it's really, to me, I love it. I think it's just a beautiful poetry form. And still to this day, the worst one ever is Justina. But yeah, I love form poetry. Like I said last week, you know, letting my mind run amok with too much leeway, it's not good. But giving me, you know, a syllable count or a word bank or some kind of something to go on, I can do that. But if I just got to write what I think, it'll be all over the page. So.
That is, you know, what I said earlier, because you love writing form poetry.
I do, and I would be happy. You know, I'd be honored to do the workshop thing with you. That would be...
I think it'd be a lot of fun. Like I said before, I fought... form poetry for me was counting. Counting means numbers, and we all know that numbers and I do not get along. I mean, seriously, my mom will sit there and ask me, you know, what's something percent of something? And my brain starts to think about it, but instantly it beats the shit out of me, shuts down, locks the door, and says, go away. I ain't talking to you no more. You're making me think about numbers. It does that, literally. I mean, I've stood outside and knocked and said, please let me back in, and it says, no way, go away. So, numbers
well,
nine,
you know,
do not get along.
My poetic ADHD just takes me everywhere. So, to have a list of guidelines in front of me, It organizes my thought process. It lets me get a grip. And otherwise, I'm everywhere. I'm to the moon and back again. And, yeah, such the fit poetic.
And see, what's so cool about that is you and I look at them from completely different perspectives. So, you know, people who write, who love form poetry and who enjoy that, you know, and it's not a challenge for them, that's one thing. But for someone who it is, it's a challenge for her. I mean, it took, you know, gosh, how many years for me to ever even attempt it? Because that's just not what I was. I'm a free verse writer. When I stopped looking at it as numbers and decided it was word games, because there's you put me in front of words and there's not a word puzzle I can't solve. It's almost instantaneous the way I am with words. You know, these people who do the letters and their license plates, you know, everyone sits there and tries to figure them out. I know what they are instantly. It's just, that's the way my brain works. But numbers, no. So when I changed it, my perspective from it being a numbers game and counting to being a word game, it changed everything. And I had a blast with it. And Jamie was right. It increased my vocabulary tenfold, which was the benefit I never expected when I started the project. And I think that every poet, if they're planning on having any sort of career at all or doing any networking or doing anything representing their art, has an obligation to at least educate themselves enough to be able to have a conversational level discussion about poetry. It doesn't matter if you're a free verse writer or if you're a sonnet writer. You know, if you're going to go out there in the literary world, you need to stand up and hold your own if you plan on being taken seriously. So I do think that it's important for us to study our art and have a working knowledge of what it is, even the forms that we don't. And I was not a good girl at doing that, and I had to force myself to. And once I did, it really changed the way I looked at poetry.
Right. Oh, by the way, on a side note, the necklace, the poet necklace, I've been wearing it every day, and I've had a couple coworkers, what did that say? And, you know, it's a good conversation starter, but the baby, Natalie, she turned 4 today. And a couple weeks ago, she was here, and she's looking at my necklace, and she says, P-O-E-T. And she, you know, she ran down the letters. I said, do you know what that says? She says, no. I said, it says poet. I said, a poet is a person that likes to write. And Emily goes, they write poetry. So for the rest of the day, Natalie's going around the house, P-O-E-T. A poet is a person that likes to write. So,
oh.
Yeah,
that is awesome. That's so cute.
It's her 4th birthday, and, you know, I didn't know if I got to tell you that last week. But, yeah, she loves the necklace, and, you know, so I got to teach her something new off of a little piece of jewelry.
I love that you do so much with your nieces and writing, and they're going to grow up with a lot of respect for literature and writing because of, I mean, the things that you're putting inside their brain now are just little seeds, and, you know, the things that they're going to grow into later in life from the seeds you're planting now are just going to be incredible.
You know how happy Emily was when I told her that when her pen runs out of ink that you said you would make her another one? She said, yes!
Actually, her pen is made so that it can have a refill put in it. I think I sent a couple. So
you did, but I couldn't figure out how to untwist the bottom part of it. My dad might have to help me out with that.
Yeah, I think it should just pull out. If nothing else, when the ink runs out, dip only the tip part in water for a couple minutes, and it should slide right out. Let it dry completely and slide the next tip in.
She said, yes.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, baby.
And poets, anybody listening, the pens, support poetry, buy your own personalized quill. I'm telling you, it's going to be like the best little investment that you could ever make. they write awesome. They're beautiful. They're lightweight. And they're feathers, for goodness sake. So I say get one. Just a little plug.
All right, well, now you need to plug yourself. Tell everyone how to find you, baby.
I am Sweet Lady, the Poetic Storyteller on Facebook. That is facebook.com/NZLAYDEEGIRL, Ms. Lady Girl. Thank you. I'm not Googleable, but I'm very Facebookable.
Awesome. I bet maybe you are. I think we could check and find out.
You know what? I looked up Sweet Lady on Google. It was just, no. There was some other chick on there. So I tried.
Fucker.
I don't think I'll take Facebook. I don't really want to be able to be found too much.
You know?
Well, the ones that want to find you, they will find you, so.
I know, right?
Yeah. All right, sweetie.
I know we might have a couple other poets waiting, so I'm going to get offline now.
Thank you so much, sweetheart.
You're welcome. Love you. Bye.
You too, hon. Bye. Okay. 562, are you with us?
Yes, I am, my dear. How are you?
I am good. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing lovely. This is Urban Booty Love and Direct. How goes it today?
Hey, sweetie, you always get in by the... You get to close out a lot of shows with me. I love this.
You know, you were the one I can't do first. So, you know, I always got to come home. But, I want to... let me go on and do a promo. I want to recite a piece that's the title poem off of my Mercury Rain album. The piece is entitled Mercury Rain. And it's a little different side of me, if I may.
Yes, you may, dear.
It goes like this. It was the last day I would ever see her. She left me in the distance, trying to find answers. Why would she discard the virtue of my youthful days? She walked away into the dark passages of forbidden memories. My dreams were like the melodies of a Spanish ballad until the day she walked away. The clouds were black with vengeance, with an ominous sense of sorrow. The heavens opened like windows. My soul was hollow, holding the guilt of rage as I walked alone in the rain. The pain that followed will never allow me to be the same. Mercury, rain, like drops of poison, the tears fell from heaven, becoming puddles of confusion, illusions of silver dewdrops, the cold imagery of chrome. My chrome held tight like a Crimean sword, a young man lost to the bitter memories of forgotten friends, lost to the lonely traps of unknowing. There are no words that can stop the pain from flowing. I am absorbed. Cannot attempt to explain what it was like to watch her disappear into the pounding rain. She walked away from me. She walked away from me, and fear was washed away. Yet the rage and despair that laced my path was like burning coals of destruction. Mercury, rain. Mercury, rain with the tears of angels. Mercury, rain like the heavens falling to the earth below. She walked away from me. My innocence, I watched her walk away into the mercury rain. And that's that piece.
You are so phenomenal. Seriously. Honey, how long have you been writing?
I grew up writing since I was a child, writing Roses of Red, Violets of Blue to my mama. So probably since I was in the third grade.
That's so awesome. Do you remember any of the poems you wrote as a kid?
They always went like Roses of Red, Violets of Blue, You're My Mom and I Love You and all that kind of stuff. And then I figured out that as long as I kept the red, Roses of Red, Violets of Blue, I could change the other words. So I guess it just started evolving from that, you know. And then I used to have the luxury of spying on some of my dad's old poems from his college days. I would find, and if you think I'm phenomenal, that man is a master. He just won't expose it.
Do you have any of his poetry?
Yeah, in fact, I have one in my Facebook notes. It's called On a Philosophical Vent. He wrote it and gave it to me, and what I did was I wrote a response. So it's a collab of me and my father. I'll post it on your page.
Is your daddy still with us?
Yeah.
All right. What we have to do to get you and your daddy to read the collab? Bring your dad on the show.
I don't know, man. That would be a hard sell. He's a bit of an eccentric. So.
Well, then this is a perfect place for him.
Well, he was actually going to recite, we've been getting kind of close lately, and we went to a recital a few months back at a place called Still Waters here in Carson, and he was going to recite. However, you know, this is like a big open mic scene, so, like, we were, he was a little late, so they didn't let him bless the mic because they had features. And I'm still trying to get him out to one. Once he gets on the stage, it'll be a little bit easier to talk him into calling in.
You know, this actually, it should be the other way around. Because once you get him on, I mean, this is a telephone call for him. He doesn't have to get up in front of people.
Well, let's just say that he's a little bit, you know, my dad was a bit of a G-man in his day. He was one of those fellas who started working for the DOJ probably when there were very few blacks. So
mm-hmm.
over time, he has developed a suspicion of things that expose, like, you know, him to, like, Facebook and all that kind of stuff. He's retired now. They kind of forced him out. He hated the job, but, you know, he's still hesitant to get on Facebook. But I'm working on him. Don't trip. I'm working on
him. Give him a poet name. He doesn't have to use his real name. Give him a poet name.
I'm working on him. He's coming along. In fact, we were thinking about going to a place tonight, but I've kind of changed my mind, and I don't know if he has. But I don't have a babysitter, so you know what I'm saying. But I'm working. He gonna come around.
I will fly out there and babysit if it'll get your daddy on the mic.
All right, we'll work on that. In fact, I'm
okay.
Call you when I'm with him and let you know he's with me, so we can get that conversation
awesome.
Generated.
Yeah, and talk to him about it. Tell him, you know, tell him that we're cool. This is a very different type of place here. And
okay. Okay,
so
well,
I would love to hear him.
In between time, I'm going to post that piece on your page so you can check him out.
I would love to. Yeah, please do.
Yes, ma'am, and that's what we'll do.
All right, sweetheart. We tell everyone how to find you before you take off, honey?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You can definitely find me on Facebook. I'm Urban Voodoo. I also have a network blog I'm trying to really start getting more people to check out so we can get some bloggers on Facebook called Young Poet Society. But you can definitely find me on Reverb Nation as well. Check out Mercury Rain. It's in the Urban Voodoo store. You know what I mean? And come in August, I'm coming back with Speak Your Peace Radio on KLBC.org. Keep your eyes open for that. A phenomenal show. You know what I mean? And I'm around, but you know what I mean? I accept
and sometime in the future soon, we'll be doing a collab together, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We've been
ma'am.
Talking about that for almost a year now.
Yeah, in fact, I need to pick your brain, but I don't have your digits, so we got to exchange that so we can talk.
Okay. All right, I'll send them over to you.
I'll see your inbox.
Okay. All right, sweetie, thank you so much for coming by and sharing with us. I am such a fan. Beautiful, beautiful read.
No doubt, Queen. You take care. We'll chop it up. I'm going to hit you with an inbox.
All right, hon. Thank you.
No problem. You're welcome.
Bye.
You have a good day.
All righty. So 631, if you wanted to read, please press 1 for me so I know that I'm not skipping you. 631. Do you want to read? Press 1. I'm singing to you. Okay. All right. Everybody else, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to make this very scientific. We have 5, 6, 2, and we have 6, 3, 1 that do not have their hands up. So if you're on hold and you're not just listening and you do want to read again, it has to be a very short piece because I have an event I have to get to. We only have 34 minutes left, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of you. So if you want to read again tonight, please press 1. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. If you want to read again, please press 1. All right, we have 1. 732. 732. Is 732 both of you guys want to do it again? Okay. All right, so I'm going to bring back on 732. 8773. 732-8773. You are on the air.
That might be me.
Thank you.
Okay. I have this piece called When Poetry Met Music. I wrote it for somebody that was getting married. A poet was marrying a musician.
Okay.
Not long. When poetry met music, muses were let loose.
It was a sweet and sour combo running rampant in the streets. Rhythm and melody clashed as methodically as waves crashed against the shoreline, being moved by the majestic power of the moon. And once music knew poetry, the Da Vinci Code was cracked, as sweet sounds escaped from finding the rhythm of blues in a soft gray hue. When love met joy, music notes escaped from poetic eyes designed to be kissed and caressed solely by him. As stanzas danced with sharp notes and flat pitches, hakus to enhance and enchant with every other pan. She was the crumpled paper that took the place of his writer's block, and he was the symphonic melody to her captured thoughts. A poetic blend so well executed and orchestrated by a beautiful musical collaboration of notes belly dancing in the mind of a musician's poet, while words chase phrases begging to be formed into memorable hooks with lingering beats. Snuggled soft, safe, and warm on a cliff of a bold cleft. This is where music and poetry meet. And that's it.
You are awesome. I said the bad word. You are incredible.
Thank you. I'm enjoying tonight's show. I always do, though.
I'm having a lot of fun. You know, I always get so scared. When Michael's not here, because I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for the show to start. It's like, what if nobody calls in? What if nobody calls in? What am I going to say? What if nobody calls in? And I have to sit here all night long by myself. I get so scared. It's so funny. So I'm really glad you guys were all here tonight.
Aww.
You know what? Hang out with me for a few minutes, Jamie. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, because I did a big bad boo-boo. I missed somebody that has not read yet, and we're going to bring him on. We've got Robbie Baby here, so but you get to hang out with me for a minute. Because we don't get you on often enough. Robbie?
Hi there.
Do you still love me?
Yes, I still love you.
I'm sorry.
I didn't think I'd be saying that today, but yes. I'll jump right into my poem. It's called The Light of My Land, and it's set to Nuyabi's Light on the Land. Okay. You are the light of my land's land, your spirit's light pressed upon my fields in fevered heat. You are the land, light of my life, land spirit, as I take your residence upon your love's most welcoming seat. You are the light of my land's winds, your southern winds meeting the trade winds of my northern winds' flights. Your trade winds dancing light with mine, as we speak of love's eternal embrace and starshine's dancing rhyme. You are the light upon my earth's ever shimmering blades of grass, as all of my sorrows dissolve with your love's light. All this light that dances upon my skin, this cleansing light that shimmers like church's newly stained glass. I take your love's light upon my lands. I take your spirit's warmth into my own. I feel the light of your hand upon my skin, transmitted in translucent gossamer threads that thread amongst my own. You own my light with your love's might, but you own it not in jealous possession. Rather, you own it by eliciting in my spirit's light a sweet and ever-consuming passion. Brought about by my desire, my yearn to be with your body's sensual obsession. As above, my light being yours to bring you to delight, so below is your light, my lighthouse to deliver me from all of life's fright, as you make me ache with the lands of your sweet light, the two of us riding fluidic interstitials of fluidic space and glorious flight. Be the lands that shine with naught but our love's sweet light. Let us ride the interstitial causeways of love's galactic highways, our hands reaching out across the bounds of limitless space, our hands touching and holding as we meet finally face to face. For every day that I think of you, I give this song to you. For every day that I sing of you, I gift this song to you. For every day I yearn for you, I give with you. I give with all my heart this song to you. For every day you are in my life, I think of you and I hear this song, thinking of you all day long. I think of you every day. I think of you in nothing but the most pleasant ways. I think of how I want you by my side. I think of me holding you in my arms, our bodies feeling each other's warm embrace. For all of this, my sweet lavender princess, I give this song and this poem to you. And that is The Light of My Land.
That is beautiful.
Thanks.
Yes. And
I read it a little fast. But
I noticed there's lavender in this one again.
I was debating whether to put that in there at the end or not, but I just felt compelled to, I guess.
I know the secret of the lavender.
Yes,
I feel
you
like
do.
I'm part of the special club.
Yeah.
So did she like the poem?
Yep.
Incredible. How could she not?
Yeah.
You could. You wooing a woman would be like drinking liquid velvet. That is
oh, my.
Sure.
Thank you very much. That's one of the nicest things I've ever heard.
Well, I was going to say like someone pouring warm wax in your ear, but that just sounded too kinky.
Well, I am
all
fond
right.
of a moor, but...
Yeah. Okay, Robbie, baby. Tell everyone how to find you.
Okay. I'm at Creative Thinkers International. That's creativethinkersintl.ning.com. And I can also be found at wordmachinist.com with my darker works, and under the channel Musical Roberto at YouTube with my Lamia video there. And if you Google, or sorry, if you, you got me saying it now. If you put in Robbie Baby, Marionette, you'll see the Marionette video that Mr. Demand did for me under his channel.
Very cool.
Yeah, I got very centered by lavender today, very calmed. So I put that in there as a thank you.
That's awesome. You're so cool.
Yeah, it wasn't about them
sweetie.
Originally, but I wanted to put that in the end as a thank you. So anyways, that's enough. On
because I love it when he gets flustered. Thank you, Robbie. Thank
flustered.
You for sharing. Beautiful poem. Always
thanks.
Beautiful. You're welcome. We'll see you next week.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you, baby.
Good night, guys.
I'm sorry I kept you on hold. I'm sorry I missed you.
Oh, that's fine.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, hon. All right, Jamie, we're going to bring on the other 732 because they put their hand back up.
Okay.
All right, other 732, you are on there. And then one Sapien, we're going to be bringing you back on, and that will be our last caller for the evening. Okay, because we've only got 25 minutes. Maybe we'll have time to bring someone else on. Okay, so other 732.
You know who I is.
I know, but it's your job to tell everybody.
I'm that dude that read poetry and then be out faster than lightning.
Yeah, in that silver car on exit 347, whatever, right?
347? You thinking about Pennsylvania, right? That's
Pennsylvania. I don't know. Route 66, what, huh?
I'm going to read this. Actually, I'm going to see if I can find this thing real quick. I'm in a group, and I was listening to, I don't know who the woman was, but she posted a poem. I mean, not posted, but she read a poem. And a part of it was, and she said that, you know, to find a man that would love her for who she is. She said something like that. I can't think exactly. But this is not the one I was going to read, but this was in response to that. I wrote this actually a couple of weeks ago. If you never hear these words in your life, it doesn't mean that men never noticed you, just that the good ones were waiting for the bad ones to step off to say that you were special. Never put all men in one category because every male living is a different story. One day you will get tired of buying drama novels and find your ever after worth putting in your bookcase. That was in response. Yeah, that was the end. But that was in response to that. But this one that I'm getting ready to read, I'm gonna read it fast. You know Miss Fab.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. She put a picture up, and the picture is hard for me to describe it, but it's like it's a moon, but there's a woman standing in front of a full moon that has like a golden aura around the moon, but she's standing and she's pregnant, but her stomach, it's a profile, it's a side profile. Her stomach, you see the picture of the earth on her stomach, so... She wanted people to write to her, so this is what I wrote. I looked at the femininity of existence and planted my desire for a beautiful legacy. And with such a wondrous fashion, she gave forth life, birthed a creation, a land of many nations, glorious in exploration. And beyond any understanding, she was without folly. Wisdom shaped its features, yet despite all of its splendor, the most beautiful of all is she who holds the seed of the future. She is my earth. Because just like a farmer plants a seed and seeks a harvest, I too sow wanting to reap the products of my labors and hope the return is good. I drank of her goodness joyously, like a deer by a brook refreshing itself. Inhaled her sweetness like a hummingbird does a flower. Skillfully attained her resources without waste, like the cycle of waters from snowcaps to rivers to rain. I sought to be the keeper of her garden, the protector of her homeland. She is my earth, and I am her lord. Without her, I have no kingdom, and without me, she has no king. She is my earth. End poem.
Wow. That was beautiful. I keep thinking Jamie's going to say something, so I don't want to talk, but that was amazing.
I know. I was like, holy smoke. I don't even need to see the picture.
You know what's really incredible about that? And one of the things for me that's so very cool, you know, everyone... And I'm not sure how to say this, but if I say it wrong, please forgive me. But there's people who come on the show all the time and say thank you for doing this, for having the show. But you guys don't understand is how much I get out of this. I mean, I get to sit here every single week and watch you guys inspire each other and watch things being created by the interactions. And just like your poem, you know, you saw that picture. Had she not posted that picture, that amazing poem would not exist. It does exist, and you are the only person who could have written it, and that would never have happened had she not reached out randomly, not knowing who is going to see it or benefit from it or be inspired by it, and put a picture up there. And because she did that one little act, look what it gave birth to.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I'm always saying that you really need to network with each other and inspire each other, because it is the most incredible thing in the world. That's why I love doing homework. I'll say something really silly. You know, like tonight I told Meg to write a chipmunk poem, and look what she came back with. You know, it made us all laugh, and for a moment the world was wonderful. You know, it's an amazing thing when you inspire each other. And
yeah, I wrote that, and I didn't even think you would have time, like archives, for me to do that. But I was like, you know, so many people, they think that all I do is like political pieces and social conscious pieces, mm-hmm. and things like that. There's some things that I won't. There's some areas that I don't go into just because of where I am in my life. You know, I don't knock anybody. I let people do their thing. I don't criticize or critique. I just, you know, speak my piece on it. You know, if it's something that I could read, then, you know, I give my feedback. And if it's something where I don't have something good to say about it, I just let it be, you know, because mm-hmm. I don't want to be somebody that's always, that comes across as negative or judging or anything like that. But that piece I just wrote, it's called She Is My Earth. And I wrote that and tried to figure out the name for it, and the title was like all in there, but I wrote that figuring that would be something to just say, you know, like the other piece that I read, you know, all men aren't thinking, you know, the same thing. Because there's a guy, I'm gonna say this real quick because I know there's somebody else on the line. There's a guy that I'm working with. He's 53 years old, and this man saying that he's now looking into settling down and getting married, and I'm like, at 53, really? Like, really, what's the purpose? But in him being 53, I'm 30, and he's still talking like he's a 20-something-year-old at a club talking about females. And I'm like, now, where are you going with this? So this was just something to let women know. Plus, the group is, like, predominantly women. I'm, like, basically, like, the only guy in there. But I just said, you know, here's something for women to know, that men, there are men that look at you and see you more than just, you know, flesh. They're men mm-hmm. that see you more than just somebody who, you know, should be in the kitchen cooking the meals and vacuuming the carpet, that you somebody that really, you know, plays an important part, because no man, just like no woman, can create a child by themselves.
So, your friend that's 53, has he been married before?
No.
Okay. Well, I have to say this, because 53 is not old. It may seem old when you're 30, but it's not old. And if he is 53 years old and just now settling to look down and has never, or settled down and has never been married, I have to say I applaud him. Because if he's been running around clubbing and doing, now this may not be necessarily him, but I'm just saying that type of situation. If he was never married, and even if he was like a little horn dog before, at least he didn't settle down with some chick and cheat on her, like a lot of guys do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so if he was a little horn dog all his life, and now finally at 53, he's thinking, well, you know, maybe I'll settle down. At least he had the smarts to do that and not marry and ruin some girl's life in the process. You know, that's kind of, that's at least kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
No, I give him
that. I think if you lived your life and you're ready to settle down, great. But if you've been confused up until 53, I'm a little concerned. You're like still trying to find yourself at 53? No. But then again, there's probably somebody confused who still, you know, wants to get married too. So, I mean, but, you know, I mean, I just think that, you know, we get to a certain age, where you should know where you're at, what you want to do when you grow up, quote unquote. You shouldn't be 53 still wondering what that is.
Oh, well, then I'm in trouble, because I'm probably going to be 93 and still wondering. I'll still be climbing trees. There'll be the old folks home saying, where'd she go? Dang it. Her walker's by the oak. Go get her.
But Nala, that's you. That's your bidet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if you're in your sleep. And while you were asleep, you climbing in a tree somewhere, writing poetry to night owls and the moon, and and howling with coyotes, and come to find out you like 98 years old. I'd be like, yeah, that's Nyla. I expect that. If you tell me, if somebody were to tell me that you were actually sitting down watching the news, drinking a cup of coffee, and talking about the complexities of life, I would start crying, because that's not you.
I do those things, but it's usually in a tree. And speaking of howling, I'm going to go ahead and bring on One Sapien back so make sure we get him on.
Okay.
One Sapien, are you with us, baby?
I'm here.
Hey, you.
Hey, Sapien.
Hi. Hi.
Would you like to read for us again, or do I have to tell you another muffin poem?
Oh,
no,
God.
I have a short one.
All right, sweetheart.
It's from a couple of years ago. It's entitled, Horrors in Another Dream. Is that your voice I heard carried on the wind? Or is it another dream? Is that your scent I caught in the breeze as I passed by the window? Or is it just another dream? Sometimes I feel lost, and I'm living a life, my life. Or is it just another dream? Sometimes I feel scared. Am I missing a life, my life? Or is it another dream, another nightmare? Sometimes I want to scream, are you out there? I am here. Maybe another dream. If I were to call your name, would you hear me? Or is that just another dream? Maybe it's all just a fantasy, just another dream, or another nightmare, within a dream, within a dream. End poem.
Holy crap.
Wow.
input.
Honey, that was intense and beautiful. And so...
Thank you.
Bittersweet.
Hmm.
Wow. I think that has to be... I think I would have to put that up with, my top 10 favorite ears.
Yeah.
That has to be one of my favorites I've heard you read.
I went digging through my archives a little while ago. I figured I'd read something more, a little more upbeat.
That was awesome, sweetie. You know the drill. Go ahead and tell everyone how to find you, and then we're going to chat until it kicks us off.
Okay. I'm Googleable, of course. Giggle, giggle.
Yes, you are.
All you need to do is type in Poetry in the Wind as one word, no spaces, and you can find me at Facebook or MySpace. I'll put my links in chat again. So that's it.
Very cool. All right,
yeah.
You guys.
I kind of forget that I'm not muted.
You're not muted. None of you are muted.
Yeah.
Everybody's live right now.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'll tell you. Sapien, is it getting any cooler over there where you're at, or is it still hot as all hell?
Well, I actually caught a break the last 3 days, but it was actually 80 today. But we get to have fun with 90s starting on Sunday. I think it's supposed to be like 97 on Wednesday or some crazy thing. So it'll probably
you know what,
be 100 to here.
I was talking to Andy the other day, James, and he was telling me, he was complaining about how hot it was. And
oh,
I asked
yeah.
him how hot. You know, how hot, and he told me in Celsius or something like that because, you know, those crazy Canadians don't use what we do use. So
right.
I Googled record high temperature New Brunswick, and it has never been over 80 degrees in New Brunswick. And he's complaining about how hot it is. I think that we should just, I don't know. I just don't think that's right. Imagine living somewhere where it never gets over 80 degrees.
Well, that's where I'd like to live.
And lots
actually,
of snow.
There,
you know, he can
well,
sit on Greenland from there.
Best place I've found watching weather stats is southwestern Colorado up in San Juans. Little town, as a matter of fact, I have this weather program. Every once in a while I copy pictures that post because it's a desktop weather program. And just kind of looking at where this picture was at. It turns out it's in a little town called Ouray, Colorado.
Yep. I know where it is.
Place called Yankee Boy Basin. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Had to have been above the tree line because it was grass and, you know, some wild flowers. But the temperatures are usually in the 70s there in the summer, and the night time gets down in the 40s, which is perfect for me. And it doesn't get below zero much down there either.
That's
which
pretty
is
cool.
interesting. But it does
right,
if
need...
you go up by Crested Butte.
Yeah,
to the
yeah,
northeast of there.
Yeah, I've been in Colorado for a long time, I know. I need the three of you to do me a favor. We've got 9 minutes left. I'm going to play a track to close the show. But I'm all about inspiring the other poets and each other and all that. So I would like each of you to give either a topic or a writing prompt or a sentence or something. Throw some homework out there.
Mm.
We'll see who listens to the archives.
All right, I'll go real quick. Somebody earlier asked for writing ideas, so I figured appropriately that write a poem, any form, any style about sundress.
Sundress?
Yeah, about sundress.
Okay.
I haven't seen a sundress in a long time. And I don't wear them either.
Fuzzy hermit in the woods in the sundress. We are very glad.
I'm glad you don't wear it.
When Sapien, what do you want to throw out there?
God, you handicapped me. I have on a forum that I'm not on much anymore, my signature line says, talk about the things you scare. Talk about the things that scare you the most, because then they will no longer have the power to control your life. So maybe write something about something that scares you.
Moth.
And how you confront it rather than running away from it.
Huh. I'm not going to confront a moth. I'll find this. No. Okay. Yuck. I'm getting the heebie-jeebies. I'm even thinking about them. Okay. Jamie.
I hear the wings.
I know.
Yeah.
I hear you making sound effects.
Baby.
How about if somebody writes about resolving or let's say making up. That's broad enough.
Making up.
Yeah.
That would be a fun one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to throw out there Hanging by a Thread. That's going to be mine.
Hanging by a Thread?
Yep.
Okay.
Literally all right, everybody.
Hanging by a Thread.
Hanging by a Thread. All right, you guys, tell everyone good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, John
everybody.
Boy. Good night. Jim Bob.
Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen. Nyla.
Good night, everybody.
All right, you guys. We will talk to you next week. Thanks for hanging out with me and closing out the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Nyla.
Good night, you guys.
Night.
All right, everyone. You've been listening to the Speakeasy Cafe Open Mic Poetry Show, The Sound of Ink. It's been an amazingly fun and incredible 4 hours of poetry tonight. I'm hoping that you are going to catch the archives so you get to hear some of the things that you missed when it stopped streaming in the chat room. Those of you listening online got to hear the show. Glad you were all here. Thank you. Wanted to do a reminder to let you know that we will be, Andy Scott and I will be on Reverse next Sunday, this Sunday. And that is on 5 o'clock West Coast time, 8 o'clock East Coast time on Blog Talk Radio. Watch my Facebook page for announcements. And you can find me on Facebook under Nyla Alicia, A-L-I-S-I-A, and Andrew Scott, or Andy Scott, excuse me, on Facebook. You can find the information for the show on his page as well. Michael, we missed you very much here. I somehow made it through the switchboard, but not gracefully. I miss you. Come back next week and save me. Or actually just save them from me. I think that would be a much better way to put it. I'm going to go ahead and close out the show with a track. And I think that I'm going to do... I'm going to do Casey... I don't know how to say the last name. You'll have to tell me what it is next week, Michael. But it's called Refuse. And I think we've got just enough time to play it. So here we go. This is Casey something something with Refuse. We'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
The street still smells like bourbon 20 minutes after the large man in the camo jacket smashed the bottle in the neighbor's yard, bellowing, "You faking! Nah, dog! You're faking!" I want to imagine that all of the soiled newspapers and condom wrappers on all the streets and all the subways in this stolen Fenn's marsh mutt came to be because illness rewired the minds of 1,000 megaphone-voiced men into spats of Jim Beam and 2% milk, but I know better. Even in the poor places here, we wear the blistered hands of invisible children on our feet, and we sprawl waste on every inch, waiting for the callous-fingered shadows to pluck and toss whatever we see is ill-fit to live indoors. In the night, the wind in the city speaks of the neck scratch living dead on its buses, and of the asbestos patches around schoolyards, and of the legacy of burned buildings. All the co-ops and green initiatives in Jamaica Plain aren't going to alter history or change the sound of a torn plastic bag on gray snow. In the future, archaeologists will regard our culture as highly skilled in fashioning replicas of Mount McKinley from ball tires and baby strollers and juice boxes and lottery tickets. Let us admire our art, darlings. From the teeth, grinding up a fine powder of price, to the throat muscles we use to push down arrowheads and mulch, circuit boards, space, and rubber, styrofoam, and gulp, 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 down the hatch. It is said that America's number one pastime is shopping, probably because throwing shit away is a chore for most people. For about 8 months, I ate almost entirely out of dumpsters, from the Avon Pain in Providence to the Trader Joe's in Hadley, Massachusetts. I can't say that I got any premonition of that land, because all of it tasted like a disrespect for everything that grows. In France, they have a notion of dining where food and wine from the same region are paired. They call it terroir, or sense of place. To know a land, one must understand its palate. One time, a cop drove by us as we were elbow-deep in trash bags, and he said, "I'm not going to tell you to stop, but that's gross." He wasn't wrong. With a sticky orange glaze and onion flakes crusted under our fingernails, it was hard not to wonder if it was possible to have too much. The bagels might go hard, become bird food, and we might be trying to salvage what was never worth consuming in the first place. Smoosh pastries and sugar scraps, just like us. Looking for some place that hasn't yet been claimed by the big wallet men or their devil-chested wives, some moon crater part of America where the pox never danced upon the brow of a native, where the guns slept in silence, where everyone might be sustained and the buffalo bones used wisely. Let me find that place. On this earth, in this country, somehow, let it be.